be a
Oh
puppy.
no! I listen. You, any man you've ever seen who's walking around a supermarket with a little baby strapped to him as well, I tell you what, it's like a magnet to other women. It really is. Francine Allen, lovely to speak to you, London Regional Officer for the Royal College of Midwives. Thank you very much indeed. I've been joined in the studio now by Mr. John Holmes.
That's
now,
right.
Were you present at the birth?
Well, you know, I gifted you my book yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it went in the bin.
Yes. Well, if you fish it back out of the bin and read it, in the first chapter, you'll see what happened when I was present at the birth of my children.
That's God, I'm going to have to read it now.
It didn't go according to plan.
Does anyone's go to... All the people I knew had a birthing plan. It's like, I'm going to be listening to this piece of music, and there are going to be candles. Every single one of those ended up with an emergency C-section.
Oh, well, it wasn't quite that. But what I did try to time my wife's contractions on an app. Never do that, because turns out...
And you did not get slapped?
Yes.
You did. Yeah. What's coming up on your show?
Well, that. No, so it's Friday, isn't it? So there'll be live music in the studio. Obviously. As we drag a busker in off the streets. There'll be a brand loyalty testing end of the week
quiz.
Can I
say, the busker is going to be delighted to be dragged in off the streets today.
Last week,
they're probably queuing up outside.
Today, many of them, forming an impromptu band now just to get out of the rain. and then I'll be trying to find out if I can get to my parents later tonight due to the fact that all the trains aren't running.
Well, there you
so
are.
It's just my own personal travel, really, is what I'm here
for. Well, they'll be keeping their fingers crossed the rain keeps going, won't they? Coming up to 12:59, I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. John Holmes with you all through the afternoon, 1 till 4 from 1. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio. Have a fabulous weekend.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. From a rear parking camera with multi-angle view to versatile seats that triple your boot space, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition, Jazz EX and Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Sounds fantastic. Another round. So what's this sound? That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. 1 o'clock. One of the actual clock on a Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, train hits landslide and derails near Watford. Half a month's rainfall fell in just a few hours. And Farage delivers final conference speech.
Talk Radio.
A man and a woman have been injured after a train carrying around 400 passengers derailed near Watford. It was the result of a landslide caused by torrential rain and has caused major travel disruption. Francis Thomas from London Midland has told Talk Radio they're advising customers not to travel unless absolutely necessary.
Network Rail are investigating. They're on site at the moment. But the longer we're at the stand, the longer it takes to get the service back to normal, because every train needs to be in its right place at the right time. Delays mean trains are in the wrong place, train crew in the wrong place. That takes longer to catch up.
Meanwhile, roads and properties across the southeast of England have been flooded after half a month's rain fell in just a few hours. At least 1,200 homes have been left without power after lightning strikes. In other news, Nigel Farage has delivered his final UKIP conference speech, thanking people for helping to get our country back.
Without us, there would have been no referendum. Without you and the People's Army, there would have been no ground campaign. And together, we have changed the course of British history.
Mr. Farage was speaking ahead of the naming of the party's new leader this afternoon. He also claimed credit for getting rid of David Cameron and George Osborne. The Ministry of Defence has apologised for the death of an Iraqi boy who drowned after being left to die in a canal by British soldiers. Ahmad Jabbar Karim Ali was 15 when it happened in Basra in 2003. West Midlands police have become the first force to actively target drivers who don't leave enough room between themselves and cyclists they pass. The required distance is a metre and a half. And Joey Barton has defended his actions after being suspended by Rangers. Speaking to our sister station Talk Sport, the midfielder was involved in an altercation with a team earlier this week and has been suspended by the club until Monday. He remains unapologetic.
Sometimes, you know, people, personalities say things in the heat of what they're saying, which actually rationally sitting outside of that, you wouldn't say. You know, you try and communicate it a little bit better. But that doesn't mean that the message wasn't the correct message.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery rain will affect central and eastern areas. This will gradually clear with some sunny spells this afternoon. Feeling fresher, though, than recently. Today's high, 19 degrees.
It is a little fresher, isn't
it's
it, Rachel?
Fresh.
It's
Let's
fresh.
Let's get fresh, John.
So, and I know the travel disruption across the country is affecting a great many people, and I realise that the main routes north to south, and indeed south to north, have been disrupted by the landslide
yes.
and the train derailment and everything
Houston,
else.
Houston, particularly.
Yes, I'm due to Garner Houston at tonight on the 7:31 to Nuneaton, where my parents live. Because tomorrow I'm due to do a book signing in Waterstones in Nuneaton, because that's the town I grew up in, and that's a lot of my book that I wrote, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, is kind of set background. Am I going to get there, or should I just give up
you
now?
You might need a paddle.
I might. I'm going to have to make some calls, is what
yes.
you're telling me. Right. Could you keep me updated
keep
as to my
updated.
Personal, bespoke, personal travel situation?
I will do.
So it's particularly the 7:31 Virgin trains.
I'll make a note.
Out
yes.
of Houston.
Houston.
And then tomorrow I need to come back in the afternoon on London Midland, because that's the only
okay.
thing that's available. So I just need to check both of those. Because I don't want to get stranded up
no.
there either.
But the sun is coming out this afternoon, so we might be all right.
Well, yes, well, if the sun is powerful enough to lift a landslide off a rail, then yes.
yes.
But, yes. But thank you.
You could get your parents to move.
Well, Waterstones would have to move as well.
Yes. That's quite
it's
a lot
It's possibly more likely than getting there on the train, isn't it? Anyway, Rachel, thank you very much indeed. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Tony
Ben.
Pulis has dismissed speculation linking him with a move to Queen's Park Rangers. The under-pressure West Brom boss sat next to Hoops Director of Football Les Ferdinand during the Sky Bet Championship side's 6-0 defeat to Newcastle midweek. But Pulis says any suggestions he's set to take over there are silly, using his assistant Dave Kemp to explain why.
The truth should never get in the way of a good story. Actually, Kemp is gutted because he went to Real Madrid and I had to ring Zidane up and tell him that, you know, although Kempy was sat right behind him, he wasn't after his job. He was just watching a game of football.
On to tonight's action. Chelsea will go top of the Premier League if they beat Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. David Luiz is set to make his second debut for the hosts following his deadline day move from PSG. Dejan Lovren is expected to start for the visitors. Finally, Max Verstappen has set the fastest time in first practice ahead of the Singapore F1 Grand Prix. He was just ahead of Red Bull teammate Daniel Ricciardo. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Yes, isn't it though? Thank you, Ben. Ben will be back with pre-recorded sport throughout the afternoon. And this is Talk Radio. Let's do some kind of programme.
Talk Radio.
Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance. £500 towards your deposit and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon then, and welcome my friends to the show that seek out their own other immortals. What they do on BBC local television. What can you tell us about this away day?
Do you remember that emission scandal?
What, 18 months ago?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Scream at John Craven. Samuel Butnick is currently developing a smart lens. This was in his pre-Country File days, of course. But the actual pronunciation of it's fallen out of use now.
Yeah.
Do-it-yourself dining club.
Aye, Captain, writes Stephen this afternoon. Jeremy Vine.
Have no external genitalia.
Boris Johnson in the library with a crime-fighting unit.
In animal anatomy, a cloaca is the weather.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then to you, and hello at you, as once upon a Friday we go riding the metaphorical cock horse to a broadcasting Banbury cross. It's a nursery rhyme, look it up. Here we are then, sticking with, I guess, somewhat arbitrary, I grant you, nursery rhyme scenario. We like the radio equivalent, I suppose, of Georgie Porgie Pudding and Pie, who kissed the girls and made them cry. Georgie Porgie, of course, was a DJ on Radio 1 in the 1970s. Fast forward to now, though, and the only tears anyone's crying on talk radio are ones of joy, because, behold, the 1 to 4 in the afternoon programme is on. The other ones, the other tears people are crying around here, of course, are the ones of fear shed by junior producers or interns whenever Julia Hartley Brewery is nearby and wants a speaker turned off near the desk she's sitting at. Welcome then, I am John Holmes, and here we are again with all the grim inevitability of torrential rain and storms following a few days of nice weather. It's one follows the other. It's Friday, though, Friday, the date of September, and I can tell you in historical terms, it was on this very day in 1959 that the world's first photocopier was demonstrated in front of a live audience in New York. 1959, on this day, the world's first photocopier. And here we are, just 57 years later, and still no one knows how to change the toner in the one in our office. Mind you, you also have to remember that Marconi sort of began experimenting with radio. He built a wireless telegraphy system based on Hertzian transmission waves. And that was back in 1894 when he first started tinkering with the idea of radio. And, you know, all those years later here, the studio here at Talk Radio is crap. So I suppose we shouldn't be surprised. I honestly visited a pirate radio station that broadcast to 8 people in Dalston the other day, and their studio was genuinely much better than ours. A radio station that broadcast to 8 people nationally. So, shall we? Shall we have a look-see at your Friday afternoon and see what it will be full of? Well, of course, you know by now that Headline Hijack is very much on the way. That goes without saying in this hour, so I simply won't say it. Suffice to say, as they say, your made-up news stories are most welcome, because we would like to squash an utter untruth into the 2 p.m. bulletin. It will come out of Rachel's mouth. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Will the words suffice be in there?
I can put it in there. Do you like that word? What are your favourite words?
Suffice.
Suffice. If you're sending in a story, try to include the word suffice to keep Rachel happy today. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you'd like.
And then we offer you the gift of prize. Although, apparently, for some reason, we're not allowed to call the prizes.
They're not prizes.
Prizes.
Guys,
well,
they are not prizes.
That's what I'm saying. We're not allowed to call the prizes prizes.
Well, no, but you're saying the prizes, but they're not
but
prizes.
We're not allowed to call them prizes.
Yeah, correct.
Anyway, there's a meeting I didn't go to, but I think Cass and Con probably did, where someone in a cheap suit, who I have seen around, I think it's from River Island, said that we couldn't call the prizes prizes.
They're not prizes.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Stop saying
they're
it.
They're not prizes. I'm saying that. We can't call the prizes prizes.
Stop saying
no, so we have to use the word gifts.
Yeah, we have to call the gifts gifts.
Yeah.
We can't call the gifts prizes.
No, they're not prizes.
Yeah,
they're
correct.
Gifts.
Correct.
The prizes are gifts.
No. Stop
they're
this.
Not. They're not bright. They're gifts.
I will hit you.
Okay, I'm just saying they're gifts. I don't know. I don't know what this rule is. Right, there's some kind of legal rule about broadcasting competitions or something. So, anyway, so you can win prizes, but they're not prizes. They're gifts. They're gifts. They're gifts. They're not prizes. They're gifts.
One more time, and I will hit you.
Anyway, by becoming a member of the Lonely Lunch Club, here's what you could win. Be gifted. Here's what you could be gifted.
Yeah.
Here's a list of what you could be gifted.
A Talk Radio mug, a Talk Sport mug, a Talk Sport 2 mug, a copy of John's book, TalkSport 2016 Colin Murray calendar, a Talk Radio 2016 John Holmes colander, and a copy of the Metro with a haiku written on it.
Yes, all of those gifts could be your, they're not prizes. All of that, one of that, you can choose from those gift prizes. Gifts. All of those prizes are in the gift box. Because all of the gifts are in the gift box, which could be yours once we've gifted the lid off.
Yeah.
Here's how you get involved with that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk for one of those lovely gifts. If you're lunching alone, get in touch with us. Ask Prodcass, who is through the glass, will call you back. There's work experience punditry as well today. I think Rue is hopping by to review films for the weekend. He keeps them in a special pouch in his tummy. There's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. What do they think today?
The same as, I don't know.
Okay, I think they think asteroids or surfboards, but I could be wrong. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Our Talk Radio in the afternoon's brand loyalty testing quiz as well, being a Friday, that's what we'll do. If you'd like to get involved in that one, the number's the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Text and tweets sent to the show or me personally by the haters will be read out by Cornelius live from the lift. Once again, as it travels downwards through the building, that's in a feature we call condescending. Plus, of course, it is Some Request Friday. You can get your requests for speeches or talks that you'd like to hear on the radio into us. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday, but of course we can't play loads of song requests because it's a talk radio station. So why not shout out to someone you love and ask us to play a speech for them? I don't know, perhaps something like Nelson Mandela's I Am Prepared to Die speech from 1964. You know, for your wedding anniversary or something. Ginger Dave is not producing. It's about to be Freshers Week and he's oiling up the paddling pool. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Chloe is on the buttons.
Hello.
And other pantomime characters. Rachel's got the news.
Hello.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Will now read out the unbroadcastable offensive news haiku that he wrote on the copy of the Metro he mentioned earlier on the train this morning. He's going to read that offensive haiku out.
No, it's totally
unbroadcastable.
There's no way I will ever read one word of that
and
on the radio.
He's going to read it in a Chinese accent.
No.
It was very offensive.
It really was bad.
Bloody funny. Yeah. I mean, I did lols. I did Rothelcopter.
That'll be one of the ones where if you ever meet us in person,
you can ask us what the haiku was.
Yeah.
That is so offensive about a day's news story that it can never.
I need to see this now.
We'll have to tell you, Rachel, during the music. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio on Talk. It's Talk Radio. And while we tell Rachel what the haiku was, let's start with some music.
Night falls and towns become circuit boards. We can beat the sun as long as we keep moving. From the air, stadium lights stand out like flares, and all I know is that you're sat here right next to me. We rarely see warning signs in the air we breathe. Right now I feel each and every fragment. Paper trail leads right back to you. You say you need me to step outside. You spent the evening unpacking books from boxes. You passed me up so as not to break a promise. Scattered Polaroids and sprinkled words around your collar in the long run. You said you knew that this would happen. Well, this is something new, but it turns out it was borrowed too. Why does every letdown have to be so thin? Rain explodes at the moment that the cab door closed. I feel the weight upon your kiss ambiguous. You have to leave, I
I appreciate that. But I hate when conversation slips out of our grasp. You spend the evening unpacking books from boxes. You pass me up so as not to break.
You are listening to Maximo Park. That's called Books from Boxes. You're listening to it on Talk Radio, a talk radio station where I am head of music. But you're probably wondering why I'm playing Maximo Park's Books from Boxes on a primarily talk radio station at coming up to 20 minutes past one on a Friday afternoon. Are you wondering that, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? You've got a little curious mind, haven't you?
Yeah,
wondering
I do.
Why I'm have you got a question?
Well, remember, I've been up all night. I've been barely able to sleep, preemptively wondering why you're playing.
Yeah.
This song,
yeah,
Maximo Park,
yeah, Books from Boxes,
Books from Boxes.
It's to do with today's big story.
Oh, and Maximo Park in the news?
No.
Is it to do with a Massimo coffee maker?
No.
Is it to do with a park?
No. It's today's big news, big story.
The book story. Yeah, the big book story.
No.
Book.
Where
shortage.
Are the books? Where are the books?
Boxes.
That's right. What else comes in boxes? Not dead people.
Well, they do.
Yeah, but
well,
it's
they
not,
sort, they
it's not
go
that.
In boxes.
It's not about
you,
it's
you
not
dog
about that.
You. They
yeah.
don't come,
come in boxes.
It depends if
cricketers
you order.
Sometimes come in boxes.
Yeah, when they get a six.
Do you want to read out your haiku?
No.
Okay, if I just ask him.
If you're going to start talking about the offensive ones on air, I'll stop writing them, John. Why are you playing this song?
I'm playing that song because other things come in boxes, don't they?
Like what?
Mobile phones.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about, you know, have you seen the papers with the mobile madness? People doing stuff at the wheel with mobile phones.
Mm.
There's an epidemic, according to all of the papers. So we must tackle this as today's big story on the front of the Daily Express, I think, in the Mail. Mobile madness. Mobile phones come in boxes, which I played. Well, I played that. I couldn't find a song about mobile phones being in boxes. So books had to do, and I'll substitute. Anyway, today's big story, we are going to need a guest, of course. Asprodcast is, I can see her now, look, she's on the phone trying to get a guest.
Already?
Yeah, she's actually trying to get a guest. Hey, Chloe.
Okay, thanks.
Hello.
There you go, see, Cass is on the phone, I can see that already.
Cass,
we're going to need a guest about, we're going to need a guest.
What? Guest.
Were you listening to any of all that?
No, you know I'm busy.
Okay. First time for everything. Could you find... we're going to talk about the cars and mobile phones in cars. Could you find a guest?
After that, no.
Oh. What if I say sorry?
Go on then.
Sorry.
I don't believe you.
Sorry.
Okay.
She's going to find us a guest to talk about... I wasn't really very specific as to who, though.
Mobile phones.
Phones in cars.
In cars.
Because it's mobile madness, according to the tabloids. We'll talk to someone next. We'll tackle the big story next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Fence Danton in Cambridgeshire, the A14 westbound, we're hearing reports of slow traffic due to flooding between junction 27 and 26 for St Ives. It is very slow on the M5 northbound in Gloucestershire at junction 13 for Stroud, with congestion back to Thornbury. There's roadworks on that stretch. And on the trains, there's delays of up to 60 minutes and some cancellations on Virgin Trains West Coast between London Euston and Milton Keynes Central due to an earlier derailment. I'm Paul Jenkins.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. If you're lunching alone, by the way, we would very much like to be your virtual colleague and friend. Whatever your circumstance, however you're lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, you are invited to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. In around half an hour's time, we will have someone on the telephone who is lunching alone. We'll find out why, find out what they're eating. If it's you, then do get in touch with us, because Ask Broadcast will call you back. You can get in touch via email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. You could use a Twitter, @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you could use the internet mobile invention thing there is, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Just did it the other way around there.
Yeah, I know, it confused me, and I'm also doing my shoelace at the same time, okay, which isn't helpful.
Fine, have you got any reactions that have been coming in? It's the home of reaction, of course. You can react here to Talk Radio, so give some reactions.
Lots coming in, John. If loving people is so wrong, why are there people who love that don't belong? That's coming from the Black Eyed Peas. Mm. And congratulations to the Mercury Pies winner.
Pies, he's got some pies.
Yeah.
You can't call them prizes, it's gifts.
No, this Mercury, you can. Mercury, this one you can.
The Mercury gift winner. I don't see why the Mercury people can call something a prize and I can't call our prizes prizes.
Oh, God. They're not prizes,
gifts.
They're gifts.
Mercury
they are gifts. You don't win anything. It's something we gift to someone to thank them.
Skepta
for
has
on.
Been gifted a Mercury gift.
Yeah, for doing well.
Well, people get a prize for coming on and being on Lonely Lunch, don't they?
No, they haven't done well to do that.
They have.
All they've done is just send an email.
Well, some people
picked up the phone.
Some people can't do that.
What? Yeah, but it's not difficult.
Should we do today's big story?
No.
Okay. What?
No, let's do it.
Okay, fine. So then, good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, and today's big story then, well, mobile madness shrieketh the front pages. And no, it's not news of Suggs going on tour, but rather the news that we are in the grip of an epidemic. Now, since the invention of the wheel, it's been fair to say that it's been responsible for more deaths than the opening scenes of each episode of Casualty and Michael Barrymore combined. But it's not the wheel's fault per se. It's more the idiots behind them, of course. Now, from picking your nose to picking your passenger's nose to breastfeeding to skinning a deer, these are just some of the things people do driving, while they're driving, according to the statistics. And then, of course, there's mobile phones. People driving with them, and I'm quoting, glued to their ears, which is a very dangerous thing to do, gluing a phone to an ear. But doing it while driving is even worse. It could result in Loctite all over the upholstery. On the line to discuss this is a guest this afternoon. Good afternoon, guest.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello there. And I've just got a note here that great guest booking. Okay. You're somebody who owns a, who's once driven a car. You've driven a car. You've got a car.
I have got a car. Yeah.
Right. So okay. Well, on the line to discuss this story with me is an expert who's a man who's just got a car. He's is it Dominic?
It's Dominic. Yeah.
Hello, Dominic. Dominic, where are you calling from, Dominic?
I'm up in Oldham.
Oldham. Very good. Right. And what sort of car have you got?
I've got a Chevrolet Lachetti.
Okay, so let's talk about this story. Now, you've been, if you've got a car, I presume you've been out in it occasionally.
I used to travel up and down the country quite a lot, so yeah. I see loads of these drivers, you know, like idiots.
Idiots, aren't they? So what sort of things have you seen?
I've seen truck drivers with the paper on the steering wheel,
yep.
Reading. I used to actually go out with somebody, and her brother-in-law was a truck driver, and it sounds a tall tale, but he actually managed to do a fry-up whilst he was driving.
A fry-up? A fry-up?
Yeah, in the back of his cab sort of thing.
Right. I mean, you've got a list. I believe you. No, I mean, I've got a list here, Dominic. This is in the news today. People reported all doing some crazy things at the wheel. Listen to this: putting on makeup. Putting on makeup. We've all seen that, haven't we? People crying at the wheel. People eating a meal, which is what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
On this occasion, it's a roast with all the trimmings. Someone getting a haircut at the wheel. A couple of people carrying out an archaeological dig at the wheel. Some people widening a river at the wheel. Some people digging a grave. Others have seen people doing Muslim prayer with the car turned round in busy traffic to face Mecca. Some people have seen people building dry stone walls while driving, and in one instance on the M62 near Manchester, doing to a dead pig's head what David Cameron did to that dead pig's head. Now, this is a shocking state of affairs, isn't it?
Well, I think it's dangerous, especially the grave digging one. That's clearly not safe, is it?
Not safe in any way. I think, and you know, and what sort of idiot would carry out an archaeological dig, you know, in the fast lane of a motorway while driving behind the wheel?
No, it's foolish. The only thing I always have a hands free kit in my car.
Yeah.
But I did once. I used to smoke, and I did accidentally flick a bit of cigarette ash. And didn't realise where it had gone, and yep. it had landed between my legs.
Had it?
Did
it?
I had to chuck a bottle of water over the groin area.
Over the groinal area there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it singe the testes?
It didn't singe the testes, but it did burn a bit of a hole in the sort of whatever you call it, the carpet. The seat cover.
Oh, I was going to say the scrotum. All right. So, now, look, we've all seen this. I mean, history is littered with this. It's not just a modern phenomenon, of course. You remember, we were taught about this in history at school, of course, about scribes arrested after writing letters with quills while operating a coach and horses. I mean, we're going back to the 16th century for this kind of stupid behaviour, aren't we?
I think, well, it's reckless, and it endangers other people and themselves, and they don't realise that, so...
And that's right. I mean, are we... the trials in Sweden, you're aware of these trials in Sweden. I know they've got... You've heard of driverless cars, of course, Google have been experimenting with them, and many others as well, but these trials in Sweden, they've got carless drivers there. So you see those on the streets wherever you go in Sweden now, these carless drivers just getting from one place to another. And you know, that's technology in action, isn't it? And maybe that's the safe way forward. Carless drivers, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say it, but surely will you not keep bumping into people on the street though?
Well, again, you've got to be aware of your surroundings. Just like if you were in a car, you have to look where you're going. You know, I mean, carless drivers are potentially safer than actual drivers, but you do still have to, you know, have an awareness of your surroundings, don't you?
But then you also get those people. So the carless drivers is a good idea, but you always get these people in heavy rain, which we've had this week,
yes.
who won't put their umbrella down or to the side when you're trying to walk past them.
That's
and
true.
They try and poke you in the eye.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, basically nothing's safe is what you're saying. You can't... I mean, again, people who operate umbrellas while on a mobile phone is a shock. The statistics of that are so high now. In Sweden as well, they've got another method of preventing people using phones while driving. Once you pass your driving test, Dominic, you have to have your fingers and vocal cords removed, and that prevents, of course, anyone using a phone while driving, and it also prevents them driving really as well with any.
So is that in Sweden?
That's
in
Sweden. It's trials in Sweden they're doing. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea. That.
I know. There's a lot of support for it. Listen, Dominic, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. That's Dominic. He's in Oldham. He owns a car and so has seen people in other cars. He's an expert. Talk Radio, if you've got a reaction to that, Car Expert, if you've got a reaction to that, this story, then of course we're talking about it. This is the notion of driverless cars. Maybe you think that is a good idea. And in effect, carless drivers as well, which is like careless driver, but with an E missing. Mm. So, you know, you wouldn't even have to alter many signs. Right, 131 87 222. If you'd like to get in touch,
start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's Rachel with the news.
Talk Radio.
Two people have been hurt after a train derailed near Watford Junction. The 619 from Milton Keynes to Euston came off the track at around 7 a.m. The train was struck by another service when it hit a landslide. Around 400 people had to be rescued by the fire service. Danny Kelly was on the train.
Quite disbelief, but people were kind of looking around at each other. On the train we were on, there was one man who had a back injury, and there was a lady who was suffering from a heart flutter. So that lady was actually treated just in front of herself.
Meanwhile, roads and properties across the southeast of England have been flooded after half a month's rain fell in just a few hours. At least 1,200 homes have been left without power after lightning strikes. A convicted murderer has absconded from a prison in Lincolnshire. 59-year-old Stuart Brownhill, who was sentenced in 1985, was reported missing from North Sea Camp Jail near Boston this morning. Police are telling the public not to approach him. West Midlands Police has become the first force to actively target drivers who don't leave enough room between themselves and cyclists they pass. The required distance is a metre and a half, but these people didn't seem to know that.
At least the door's width.
I don't know. It's supposed to be a metre?
A metre?
I have no idea.
1 metre, 2 metre?
I always give them about 2 feet.
I don't know how much, but I tend to try and give them about a metre. I try and swerve wide of them because I'm a cyclist as well.
And in showbiz, The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent will remain on our screens until at least 2019. ITV has announced a new 3-year deal for both shows. The weather, heavy, thundery rain across central and eastern areas, drier and fresher further west. Today's high, 19 degrees.
Any update on to whether I can get the 731 out of Euston going to Nuneaton this evening?
Well, I couldn't actually find that train. The 1910 or the 2007?
Let's call
that one in the middle.
Let's call it the 1910, and I may have made an error with my memory.
Well, the minute that it's saying that it's on time,
is it?
There is a little kind of yellow exclamation mark in brackets.
I know that well.
So when you click on that, it says not to travel unless absolutely necessary.
Is it really a book signing for my new book in Waterstones in Nuneaton, because the book's kind of about growing up where I grew up in Nuneaton, and I am staying at my parents' tonight.
Is this a matter of life or death?
Well, I have to look, you see that I have to take these presents, gifts, not prizes, to my niece and nephew because it's their birthdays. Well, that's just in the bag. I mean, they are wrapped in there. Look.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've got to take those because it's their birthday this weekend. So,
I'd say that was quite necessary. Yeah.
They would say it was necessary.
Exactly.
So.
I'll keep checking for you.
Thank you very much, Rachel. I much appreciate that. That's Rachel there with the news and my bespoke travel service this afternoon on Talk Radio. If you're a lonely luncher, by the way, in the next half an hour, we'll induct someone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It could well be you. Also, headline hijack on the way. Rachel has this mouth.
Hello, and I can just bring you some breaking news.
What?
Well, Sky sources, so never wrong for long.
Yes.
Diane James has been elected the new leader of UKIP.
Look at that.
We
just broke a news. We just broke some actual news on here.
Who is she?
Diane James. Oh, let me look at my notes. She's an MEP for South East England.
That's where we live.
Yes. Never heard of her.
No. I bet I don't like her.
No, probably not. Good. All right, then. Thank you very much. Breaking news. They're actual breaking bloody news on Talk Radio. It's coming up to a time, and Chloe's going to press a button now.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add... Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoon to you then. And a lot of reactions coming in about this story and mobile madness, they're calling it. The tabloids, at least. People doing stupid things behind the wheel. Again, that list is of people have been reported seen doing these things behind the wheel. Putting on makeup while driving, crying while driving, eating a three-course meal. Now, we've got a few more details on that. It's a Christmas dinner with delicious. All the trimmings behind behind the wheel. Someone getting a haircut. Someone carrying out an archaeological dig while driving on the M69 in Leicestershire. Somebody widening rivers. Indulging in their hobby of river widening while driving, digging a grave while at the wheel.
Wow.
And going over the speed limit. Someone's reporting that. Someone saw someone doing a Muslim prayer who, in busy traffic, turned their car around to face Mecca while doing it, behind the wheel. Building a dry stone wall behind the wheel, and that's dangerous, of course. You shouldn't do that because it impairs the vision out of the front of the car. And in one instance, as I say, this was the M62 near Manchester, someone was spotted doing to a dead pig's head what David Cameron once did to that dead pig's head.
Wow.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel.
But in front of the snout. What reactions have you got coming in,
Connor? Lots coming in, John. Hang on a minute, has said. Cars themselves are mobile, so that's hypocritical to say that you shouldn't be mobile while you're in your car. That's hypocritical, they've said.
Hypocritical.
And we've had this message in saying, it's a text. We've had this text in saying, I don't see a problem with texting at the wheel. I'm currently... And then it just stops.
Right. Okay, well, do keep your thoughts coming in there, but... we are your receptacle in many ways. You know, like when you go to the dentist and you lie back, don't you? And then they do a filling or mess about in your face. And then they give you some pink or blue drink to swill round your mouth and then spit it into a sucky tube that makes a noise. It's like we're like that. So think of your reaction as the pink or blue drink. And then you can spit that into the sucky tube that is Talk Radio. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you'd like.
So, time for headline hijack then. In 20 minutes' time, Rachel will be back in here with the news. She just broke the news. Diane James is the new leader of UKIP. Diane James, the new leader of UKIP. Nigel Farage did his final speech to conference and said it was him that got rid of David Cameron and George Osborne and that changed history by taking Britain out of Europe. That's what Nigel Farage has been saying. Diane James has now been elected to replace him as UKIP leader. Diane James, or as I'm calling her, nope, me neither. So, your made-up news stories, please, for the inclusion into the news at 2 o'clock. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme, and maybe they've popped out for a Friday lunch. They get back, turn the radio on. They hear the news, believe it because it's the news, but we put a news line there to befuddle them for the rest of the day. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? Lots coming in, John. This is from Nathan, who says, due to a landslide near Watford, transport links between London and the North have collapsed. Yep. Whilst Network Rail are working on getting the line up and running, the local economy in London has grown. Anthony Sothersby, a leading economist, earlier told Julia Hartley...
Economist?
Yeah, okay. Economist. earlier told...
Economist.
told Julia Hartley Brewer that this was due to the north of England holding back the rest of the country economically.
Economist.
Shut up.
Okay. If you've got one, then we'd like to hear it because somebody has to win headline hijack. Someone's story has to go into the news at 2 o'clock. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Here's the Twitter thing. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be back to meet today's Lonely Luncher next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous. I love it. Who's the designer?
Your E? It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application, the deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Fence Danton in Cambridgeshire, the A14 westbound, we're hearing reports of slow traffic due to flooding between junction 27 and 26 for St Ives. It is very slow on the M5 northbound in Gloucestershire at junction 13 for Stroud, with congestion back to Thornbury. There's roadworks on that stretch. And on the trains, there's delays of up to 60 minutes and some cancellations on Virgin Trains West Coast between London Euston and Milton Keynes Central due to an earlier derailment. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio. On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we'll be talking to somebody who spent 20 years studying the effects of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Plus, we'll be probing the contents of your dreams. The parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's just gone past the time, which means it's just coming up to a different one that's slightly later than the previous one. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. A lot of news then. As you've just heard, breaking news. Somebody called Diane James has been elected as leader of UKIP. I'm looking at her on the screens now. She's doing a speech to the UKIP conference and wearing black and white, it seems there, which is... you know, harmonious, given that it's UKIP. So, Nigel Farage stepped down, as you know. He did his final speech to conference. That's breaking news. Other than that, of course, there's transport chaos across the country due to the storms and the rain last night. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You and many others, Cornelius, because we get letters. People write to us telling us that they can't get their head around the news because it's quite complicated. They write those letters to John Holmes at Talk Radio, The Radio, London. If you'd like to write us a letter, then it will, of course, go into the post bag, and perhaps we'll read some of your letters out on air, like this one from Salifia. Good afternoon, Salifia. Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I just can't get my head around it. Thank you very much. That's just one example of one of the letters we've got. Cornelius, I know you've
got... Yes, this has just come in from Lobotomy, who says, Dear John, please can you help me, as I can't get my head around the news.
Yes, and this has come in from Gaviscon Harris. It says, Dear John, I just can't get my head around the news, etc. Well, look, your letters are simply the tip of the letterberg, and we get many of them, and so we like to help. And we can do that by breaking the news down to make it a little bit more understandable. That's what we do on this programme. We lead you through the news by taking you by the hand. And we explain the news using the art of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Skepta wins Mercury Re Music Prize. Have to say,
I was skeptical.
News in haikus. There, the news in haikus on Talk Radio. Cornelius, would you like to read out the haiku that you wrote this morning on the train? That you scribbled down on a metro, an old copy of the Metro, that is utterly unbroadcastable. Would you like to read it?
No, for the very reason that it is unbroadcastable.
Would you like to read it in a Chinese accent?
No, because that would be offensive.
Okay. If you'd like to know what the haiku was that Cornelius wrote on the train this morning that is utterly unbroadcastable, then if you ever meet one of us in a pub or bar or street, then do ask us and we will tell you. We told Rachel from the news. She laughed in a very shocked way and then looked disappointed.
She did.
If I'm honest. Okay then, shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Now, if you're new to the programme, welcome. This is where we open the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is hallowed. It is a hallowed place. Its boundaries guarded by mouldering, pitter-bred doors, which we now enter to induct someone into it who is lunching alone for whatever reason. And we are here for you, your virtual friend and or colleague, to help you through it, to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. All you have to do is tell us why you're eating alone and what you're eating alone. That's it. You can get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and we will call you back. There are also, we were just talking about the Mercury Prize there. There are also prizes available for being involved in the Lonely Lunch Club, Cornelius. I think that's right, I'm saying.
No, there's not, unfortunately, because, this feature, John, isn't a competition.
No.
It's a feature.
That's right.
However, should you take part...
Yes.
What we will is thank you...
Yes.
...with a gift.
A gift?
Yeah.
A gift of a prize?
No, unfortunately not. It has to be a gift of a gift.
Right. It's the same object that you can win. Not win.
Just, no, you don't win it.
You get it.
You get it.
Right. So it's not...
You receive it.
Okay, so for some reason, Cornelius and Cass had to go to a meeting with one of the idiots upstairs who said we can't call them prizes.
Well, they're not prizes.
They are.
They're not. Stop calling them.
They're gifts. Yeah. So if you're inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, then you can win a gift.
No, you can't. You don't win it. You get a gift.
You get a prize.
No, you don't. Stop it. You get a gift.
You get a gift. We'll outline what gifts you can... get. After we meet today's lonely luncher, whose name is Kevin. He's in Stoke. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, John.
Hello. How are you, Kevin?
I'm a little bit alone, but yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, why are you alone? Why are you alone, Kevin? What's wrong with you?
Well, I graduated, and I'm in between jobs at the moment,
yeah.
And just do a bit of temp work, and I'll be honest, I don't really know anyone. So I'm just kind of eating alone.
Yeah. Do you eat alone every day, or, if you're not making the effort... Kevin, it's your own fault, isn't it?
I see what you've done there. Maybe. They're all a bit old and middle-aged, I'm young and vibrant. And
are you?
Clearly not. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
And I don't really like any of them, so...
Yeah. So what temping job are you doing, Kevin? What are you doing? Let's get a little sense of what the happening kids do in Stoke.
I am working in estate agents. I photocopy.
What, do you photocopy pictures of houses and stuff, or...?
Yeah. I've got a lovely 5-bedroom detached at the moment to work on.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have quite the afternoon.
Yep, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But I finish at 4 on a Friday, so we're laughing.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
We finish at 4 today.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
So, what, is estate agency something you've always desired?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's just on the high street, and I just handed my CV out to literally anyone on the high street.
Yeah, and they sort of came along and said, you are particularly suited to estate agency.
Yeah, and I'd like to think I smashed that interview.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about your colleagues, if you would. How many people work in the estate agents?
Oh, it's small. There's only about 8 of us.
All right.
One of them's all right. It's a bit of a yummy mummy.
Yeah.
I mean, should I say her name?
Yeah.
Kim.
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 You know, Kim. Yummy Kim. They call her, don't they, Stoke.
I mean, it's probably. She is there. She's back at her desk.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, have you been any sort of flirting with Kim on your, you know, bit of office romance? Is there anything of that going on?
No, I think I'm very much kind of closer to her child's age. But, you know, I wouldn't say no.
Okay, fair enough, that's good. You could, while photocopying your five-bedroom house picture, you could, a little bit of advice for you, it's not my place to give you relationship advice, but you could maybe photocopy, surreptitiously, your own buttocks and leave that as a little gift or a prize. Is that a gift or a prize, Cornelius? If
what's
someone
that?
Photocopies their own buttocks and leaves that on the desk of a yummy mummy estate agent that they're working with, is that a gift or a prize?
I think it's an email from HR.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't even got my own email address yet, so I'm untouchable.
Yeah. God. So he can do what he likes till that email address turns up. Or he could work here. You know, you could work here, Kevin, where there's been no Wi-Fi for 2 days.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, I'll be honest, even in Stoke, you know, we've got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah.
Not here at Talk Radio in London, no. What are you having for lunch, Kevin? What's your food of choice, your lonely food of choice?
I was thinking about this for a while, and I was thinking, I'm only going to tell you if you ask me with a Chinese accent.
Shut up, Rick. Shut up.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Kevin.
Kevin.
I am happy to do that. Kevin's obviously a regular listener. Because yesterday we had a big debate about why you can't do a Chinese accent. Right? And with that, because you can do French, can't you, Kevin?
You can do a French.
Yeah, you can do a French, can't you?
Go on, Kevin, do it.
Do a French one, Kevin.
Ah, oui, c'est bon. Et Jean, ah, oui.
Yes.
No, you can't.
No.
No. Committed to it, though, don't I?
But you see, that's the problem, isn't it? Because you can't do, apparently, you can't do a Chinese one because that's offensive. Even though they've got an appalling human rights record. I don't see what the problem...
At what point does it become racist? If you go across the globe...
Yeah.
At what point... Yeah, you could do Russian.
Yes.
You're laughing with Russian, and then suddenly...
Yes, that's exactly the point. And then suddenly you go across one border, and suddenly you're a racist.
Yeah.
Doing the accent. I don't understand that. I don't understand. Yeah. It's political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's
what it is. Can't say mad nowadays.
It's political correctness gone mental.
No. That's worse.
Oh. What do you have to say now?
Incorrect.
It's political correctness gone incorrect. No, you can't call mad people incorrect. That's not. That's not right. It's political correctness
gone gifts.
Gone Chinese. Oh no.
Oh, what do I have to do to get one of these mugs, by the way?
Well,
you're in.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah. You've spoken to us during a lonely lunch, so therefore you're inducted.
All right.
And speaking of prizes...
No, we're not.
Okay, speaking of what?
Gift.
Why does this bit of music you've lined up say prize music, then? Look, listen. I just pressed that and it says prize music. I mean, that indicates to me, Cornelius, that these are prizes.
They're not prizes.
Should we have called that gift music?
Has Ricky entered a competition?
Who?
Oh, sorry, what's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Has he entered a competition?
No, he hasn't. No, he's just happened to have got through the door of Lonely Lunch Club. Here's the list. Here's the list of gifts. Kevin, here's a list of gifts that could be yours. You can choose from this glittering array.
A Talk Radio mug currently locked in our boss's office, so you won't be able to get it until he comes back from holiday. A copy of the Metro. On today's copy, a haiku that, if broadcast, would cost the station a considerable fine and cost me my job. A Talk Sport mug, just like a Talk Radio mug, but more chanting has happened in its area.
Football chanting.
Yes. A copy of John Holmes' book.
Hello.
Plus a unique experience to be the only one who meets him and gets it signed at tomorrow's book signing when no one else turns up in Nuneaton in Waterstones. A TalkSport 2 mug. It's difficult to write a daily joke about TalkSport 2 when you don't know what the hell it is. A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
He's lefty. His calendars got thrown in a skip. We pulled them out and rescued them and are now giving them away as prize gifts.
Only one of them has a coffee stain on it.
Right.
And finally, a Talk Radio 2016 John Holmes colander, which is a gift that we're giving away due to a email typo.
I wanted a calendar. There was a typo. It's a colander. Anyway, Kevin from Stoke, which of those prizes, gifts, would you like to win? Be gifted.
Can I get the metro with the haiku?
No, the offensive haiku.
Oh, God. Because
what happens in... just to let you into a little insight into what happens. In the morning, we write the haikus, right? Khan writes some on a train coming in. He just scribbles them on his copy
metro
of his metro.
With a marker, yeah.
And I'll write a couple on WhatsApp or something. And then this morning, Khan came up with the most offensive and broadcastable haiku that's ever been written, ever, which couldn't possibly be broadcast. So if you ever meet one of us, then...
Well, Ricky will see it. Because it's scribbled on the metro.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Why do I keep calling him Ricky? I don't know. He's called Kevin. He's from Stoke. Anyway, congratulations. You've won the metro. No, not won it.
Thank you.
Been gifted it.
Gifted it. Yeah. You'll be sent it.
All right. You're in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, Kevin. Thank you very much. If you'd like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then all you have to do is get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is the number. We will call you back. Now, Headline Hijack is coming up next. The news will have a made-up news story in it today. The winner... Is it a winner of Headline Hijack or just...
They're a winner, but they don't get a prize or a gift.
Just the satisfaction of knowing they lied to the nation.
Yeah.
Who is today's?
It is Andy.
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 You sure you don't want to call him Ricky or something?
Fine, it's Ricky.
Okay.
From South Shields.
Ricky, Andy in South Shields. Congratulations, you've got your made-up news story into the news, which is next. After that, we will be doing work experience punditry. It's a Friday. We'll do films. Rue is here to review the films. He's got copies of them in his little pouch he's got in his tummy. And he'll be hopping in here to go through them for you. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Unlikely. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Diane James announced as new leader of UKIP. Two injured as train hits landslide and motorists face prosecution for driving too close to cyclists.
Talk Radio.
UKIP Deputy Chairman Diane James has won the contest to replace Nigel Farage as the party's leader. The MEP, who was the front-runner in the contest, took the top job with 8,451 votes.
My goodness, you've handed over a mantle. But there we go. It's one that I'm deeply honoured, and I do mean deeply honoured, to take on from Nigel. I still quite haven't, you know, come to grips with it, but I'm just so immensely grateful for what you've done and what you've bestowed on me.
Severe delays are expected for the rest of the day on the busiest stretch of railway in Europe. Two passengers have been injured after a train derailed at Watford following a landslide. Meanwhile, flash flooding has caused travel chaos across parts of England as half a month's rain fell in just a few hours. There are 37 flood alerts in place across the country, three flood warnings. These are all in North London. Houses have been hit by lightning in Oxfordshire and Surrey, while Newbury train station is flooded. In other news, the mother of Ben Needham, who disappeared on costs as a toddler 25 years ago, says she's been told to fear the worst. It appears British investigators now believe he may have been crushed to death by a digger. Some police officers on bikes with cameras are directly targeting drivers who get too close to cyclists as part of a new scheme. Motorists could be prosecuted if they're caught not allowing at least a metre and a half between them. West Midlands police have begun proceedings against 38 drivers for close passing. Chris Brock from the force gives us an example.
The green Micra also, although it gave me enough room as it went by me, quite clearly was also turning left into the car park, not giving itself or myself enough time and space to do it, with the manoeuvre that the van in front was also performing. There was a lot of busyness going on in such a small space of time.
It's claimed one in three 35 to 39-year-olds have no money saved for a pension. A YouGov survey has found 1.3 million British people haven't put anything away by the time they meet the midpoint of their working lives. Joey Barton has defended his actions after being suspended by Rangers. The midfielder was involved in an altercation with a teammate earlier this week and has been suspended by the club until Monday. The 34-year-old will miss tomorrow's game against Ross County at Ibrox. Speaking to Talk Sport, Barton admitted his tone could have been different, but the message remains.
Maybe I don't communicate like somebody who's been educated at Eton all the time. Maybe I could communicate better. I accept that. But the message doesn't change. It's not the wrong message I'm communicating, and it's unfair for anybody to say that that is the case.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery rain will affect central and eastern areas. This will gradually clear with some sunny spells behind, drier and fresher further west, and highs of 19 degrees.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Any updates on my train?
No,
the 10
still
past
the
seven
same.
From
still the same.
Houston.
It's still got an exclamation mark in yellow, which doesn't look good.
Who is it with? Which rail?
Virgin
company?
Going.
Okay.
But London Midland coming back tomorrow.
Okay, well, that's not too important. Going for coming back.
Well, I'd like not to have to stay in the for very long.
Do you want John never to come back?
Well, we can get Bob Mills.
That's
fine.
Fair. It's actually fair.
He's just busy.
That's nice.
All right. But yeah, maybe we should ring Virgin or email them. Just say. Have you tweeted them?
No. But I know. But I mean, Rachel's got the official line anyway, so it's not going to be any different to what Rachel already knows.
Not to travel unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah. But you've got to ask yourself, is me standing in Waterstones in the Neaton tomorrow signing a book for no one absolutely necessary? I mean, I'm staying at my parents' tonight because they live in the Neaton. The book is about growing up, you know, and portrait of an idiot as a young man in the Neaton and you know, sexual misadventure, specifically in the church there. And I, not in a Catholic way. I wasn't a priest. Anyway, so but it, the, you know, there's a lot of that in the book. So, but I've said I'd go and sign. They asked me to go.
Can
and sign
you not drive?
Well, yes, but I don't really want to do that. It took about 4 hours, and I'm a bit loath to go and do that. And I, you know, I mean, I could.
Might be an option.
Really. Anyway, Rachel, thank you very much. Rachel, keeping us updated, of course, with the news and my specific travel arrangements. As the afternoon wears on, it's 4 minutes past two. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hello,
Joe
Ben.
Hart says uncertainty over his future at Manchester City is nothing new to him. The England goalkeeper's on loan at Torino this season after City boss Pep Guardiola decided he wasn't part of his first team plans. Hart isn't fazed by something a bit different.
Change is quite normal to me. Obviously, moving to another country and in a different language is a bigger change than usual, but it's something that I've been very used to in my career and you know, something that I've really embraced and something I enjoy, and this is no different.
On to tonight's action. Chelsea will go top of the Premier League table if they beat Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. David Luiz is set to make his second debut for the hosts following that deadline day move from PSG. Dejan Lovren's expected to start for the visitors. Finally, Andy Murray's underway in Great Britain's Davis Cup tennis semi-final with Argentina. He leads Juan Martin Del Potro by 3-2 in the first set in Glasgow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
With Ben.
And due to flash floods across the country, the government are producing an emergency hose pipe compulsory usage edict for the first time since the 1960s. This evening, households with hose pipes have to turn on their hoses and pour the water down the drain in order to get the country's water cycle back up and running.
Rachel, thank you very much. Rachel with the news and Ben with the sports. Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, 7 minutes past two, just ahead of today's work experience punditry. More on the disruptions this afternoon. So this is, of course, due to those storms overnight at Talk Radio. As you know by now, Julia Hartley Brewer was derailed because one of her opinions that is ordinarily on the right slipped even further to the right, and that caused her to go completely off the rails. This means that all afternoon there has been a knock-on effect, so some of the adverts are subject to delays and cancellations. Now, if you like the advert for the Go Compare, the one with the monkey that steals the marimba, then don't worry, because your ticket will also be valid and you will be allowed to also enjoy the one for Selco, Where the Trade Go. Should your enjoyment of either of those adverts be affected by this morning's disruption, then we do apologise. The news again, Julia Hartley Brewer has gone off the rails.
Talk Radio.
Time for some work experience punditry. Brew. Is here. Good afternoon, Rue.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very good. Well-ish. Are you?
Yes, not bad, not bad.
Not bad. I'm...
damp, but
are you?
Not bad.
Are you damp?
Well, the weather is damp.
Yes. Has it rendered you damp on your way in?
Unfortunately, it has.
Yes. Now, Cornelius as well has been rendered damp, for he wore summer shoes, not realising that the weather was about to change today. And only for the last 5 hours has he been banging on about it.
He even
asked me if he could borrow my socks.
A suitcase with you. I thought you might have some spare socks.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you my socks, am I?
Fine, they've dried now, but my shoes are still wet.
Okay. I came equipped with a new hoodie, but now I'm covered in fluff. That'll teach me.
Not off.
Damp and fluffy. That's me this morning.
Right.
Afternoon.
Good. Yeah, well, fine. So, Rue, you're here to review Rue films.
I am indeed.
For us, because it's a Friday, and what we should be doing at the weekend. And what have thee to share?
Well, I had a bit of a sausage party not so long ago.
Yes.
And then I went to see the film of the same name.
Good. Have you been working on that all morning?
Have you caught this?
I haven't. I know about it. It's an anime. It's a comedy. It's an adult comedy.
Yes.
Animation. Some food set in a supermarket.
Something. It's interesting because it's sort of covering new ground. We've not really seen an animated movie in the style of DreamWorks or Pixar that ventures into such adult territory. And the trailers are really just the tip of the iceberg lettuce.
The asparagus tip of the iceberg lettuce.
Indeed. You could say that.
So what the premise is, it's set in a supermarket. The food realises it's what happens to food after you buy it, and they go a bit crazy. Is that right? Something like that?
It's sort of... Yes, that's sort of what the trailer lets on.
Yeah.
But there's a bit more to it than that.
Right,
do we have a clip?
I think we have a clip of Sausage Party.
They're eating children! It's just children!
So, you
terrible truth.
I gotta tell everyone.
Everything we believe is a lie.
What if the goats are doing this to us because we touched hips? It wasn't even that... I mean, it was fine. It's not like anyone writes home and says, oh, God, I had the best tip.
Shake with your mind.
Run, guys, run!
That's what I hate you. Overstated.
Hey, I am sorry. I accidentally dropped a few things back there.
Hey! I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix this.
And that's Sausage Party.
Yes. Yes. Well, there's a lot there that...
I mean, you found a broadcastable bit, at least. But I haven't seen it, but I understand it is expletive-ridden.
It is. Now, I'm not one who finds swearing offensive. I think it's just...
bloody well think not.
It's just it's a noise that comes out your face, right?
Yes.
Some are more offensive than others. I think it can be lazy.
Yes.
And that there's more to the English language than swearing. So then, you know, whatever. But if you take away the swearing and the vegetable sexual activities that are included in the film.
It's a sentence I've never heard. Vegetable sexual activities. Oh, good.
Yeah. You would have a kids' film, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't really go down that path.
Well, as you said, there's not been a DreamWorks-level animation adult film before, so I think that's a, you know, that's a pitch.
But the whole thing, that's what it feels like. The whole thing feels like, let's do this because we can.
Right.
It's a Seth Rogen, James Franco, that bunch, you know. It's kind of a bit of a, maybe a vanity project in that respect.
Yeah, their last one was a bit similar to that, wasn't that? Or maybe not their last one, but that one where the world was ending or something.
Well, no, they did the Korean one, didn't they?
I'd forgotten the Korean one. Yes,
they like
was that
to push
called?
The envelope.
The interview.
The interview.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That was rubbish.
Yes. Was it? I never
awful.
Got around to seeing it.
Yeah.
Despite all the...
I got sent the DVD, but I've never watched it.
It is rubbish and boring and not worth watching, and I want my life back.
You should check it to me. I'll review it.
Yeah, I think we just had that.
Yeah, right.
So Sausage Party, yes or no to go and see it? I mean, did you enjoy it in any way? Was there anything about it that, you know... Because it's got mixed reviews. Some good reviews, I have to say.
I think it's fine, and it's an experience. It's not a bad movie. I'd rather it focused more on the character and story than, as I say, pushing the envelope. For instance, its main villain is a douche, as in a hygiene product, he does act like a douche, but he's also a douche. You could use him as a douche. So I've got to stop saying douche on the radio.
Stop saying douche. Sausage Party was very funny. All grown-ups should watch, says Carla on Twitter.
Ah. Well, yes.
So it sounds like you've got this wrong, Roo.
No.
No, it does, because someone tweeted in. It sounds like you're wrong.
It's a Netflix and chill movie. It's not one that you should go to the effort of...
It's not a cinema film. Sort of catch it later when it turns up on your Netflix.
Yeah, it should be on your to-do list, but I don't think it's essential viewing. If you want to see... vegetables in action away from Sausage Party, you should watch Veggie Tales, which is what I grew up with, which makes Sausage Party all the more shocking, because Veggie Tales is a religious children's TV adventure.
What?
Where Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato tell religious stories by way of food products.
Are you dreaming while you're awake now? Are you awake dreaming?
I've seen it before as well. Yeah,
the theme
really
tune
funny.
Goes, Veggie Tales, Veggie Tales, Veggie Tales, Veggie Tales. And they have silly songs with Larry Cucumber singing about hairbrushes and things. Watch Veggie Tales and then Sausage Party.
That'll confuse one's mind, surely.
You'll sort of upset and amuse yourself in equal measure.
I think Roo's on acid.
Whoever made VeggieTales was.
There are films that have that are animated that have an adult bent, which are very good. And I'm thinking of South Park the movie.
Yeah.
Where they do it sort of properly, because you know they're not doing it just for the sake of it, because they do South Park very well. You know, it's very good in that. So it can work.
Yeah. Well, South Park was notoriously up to date, wasn't it? It was very topical.
Yeah.
Whereas Sausage Party, I think it had a little less to go on. It just had to sort of run on the whole, this sausage looks a bit like other things, as does this bun and this banana. And but it does get confusing. For what is sentient and what isn't? Is a box of cereal alive, or is the cereal within alive?
Mm-hmm. He has taken acid.
The logic of the movie, the internal logic, is flawed, but it's fine because it is a kid's film for adults. So you can kind of look past that.
Okay. What have you got next? What else have you been to see with those eyes?
Well, my eyes haven't been in the cinema enough this week. So I was thinking...
It's not very handy for a film reviewer, is it?
No, I do see a lot because I have a review show.
Yes.
ELR Comfortably. However...
Yeah, what review show is this?
It's Are You Sitting Comfortably?
Yes.
You can find that on... Find us on Twitter. ELR Comfortably.
Okay.
Yeah, we review at least one film a week.
Yes.
But a long time ago, we had a look at Green Room, which is now out on DVD.
Yes, which I still haven't seen, but we may well have the director of Green Room in as a guest next week.
Really?
On this very show.
Yes, that's... Don't go slagging it off.
No, yeah. All right.
Well, careful. I'll joke it, to be honest.
Well, we didn't slag it off last time.
Last time?
Well, when we talked about it when it came out of the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
no spoilers, because I haven't seen it yet. And I was... They did send the DVD for me to watch, but Cass... has taken it home with her instead, which is really useful.
Well, I'm sure it's out now, so you can buy it yourself.
Yeah, you can buy one, John. What's the problem?
Because they sent it to me!
Oh, don't be so tight. Just buy and spend your money.
It's moody. It's dark.
So the premise is, it's about a band playing a gig.
They erroneously play at a venue that's very popular with the Nazis.
Yes. Yes. Or the UKIP conference, as I think that's been called today.
But I must say, my only fault with it, it's not really a problem as such, because Patrick Stewart is incredible. Though I didn't believe he was a big Nazi.
You great big Nazi.
His name's Darcy.
Darcy the Nazi.
And he spends the whole thing talking as though he doesn't sound like a Nazi. I'm locking you in a room. I'd like my gun back, please. I'm Patrick Stewart, the big Nazi.
That's very good.
To boldly go where no man has gone before. That's my... But is that Star Wars, that, or...
He has taken acid, hasn't he? He really has. Someone's put something in your drink, Roo.
So Patrick Stewart locks a big bunch of people in a room with his gun, and he wants his gun back, and obviously chaos ensues.
Have we got a clip of it?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a little bit of Green Room to take us into the...
No, I don't think we do have it.
Oh, that's why I did my big liar.
I just presumed there would be.
Yeah, what a stupid fool you are.
Let's just go to break then.
Okay, fine. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's a clip of Green Room.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That It's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of Tubular Bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still that closure of the M25 anti-clockwise in Hertfordshire due to flooding between 21A for St Albans and 21 for the M1. In Lightwater, Surrey, the M3 London bound, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 3 and 2 for the M25. In the West Midlands, the M42 northbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and junction 7 for the M6 with congestion back to junction 3A for the M40. I'm Paul Jenkins.
In the details very often is the beauty. When all these little things come together, it's the ultimate feeling of completeness.
The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor's hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £2,388.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:22 then. Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And just ahead of more work experience punditry. Why are we doing that? Well, because we take the work experience and we force them to review a thing because we don't have to pay them. And it's Rue today doing film ahead of it, though your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, got a lot of reactions coming in.
Yes, lots of reactions coming in. Congratulations to Diane for winning this year's Britain's Got Racists has come in from Michael. Yeah. And James Well came across as a bit of a tosser yesterday. That's coming from Correct.
You have to say that. I thought he was all right. You just didn't like him because he had a go at you. Anyway, it's at that time for Rue to do some more films. Friday. Afternoon means films, of course, looking at the films for the weekend. Rue, however, our reviewer, our work experience reviewer, has been too lazy to go to the cinema much this week, so he's basing it mostly around DVDs he saw a while ago.
I'd like to make a correction. Green Room is now on DVD until September the 19th.
Why did we review it today, then?
Well, to get your mouth watering for Green Room.
Okay, so we did Green Room, we did Sausage Party. Where are we going next, Rue?
We're going for a splash, a bigger one than usual, because do you know how to say his name? I always forget. Ralph Fiennes. Fiennes. Rafe. It's Rafe, isn't it? It's not even Ralph. It's Rafe. Rafe Fiennes and Tilda Swinton. They go on holiday.
Swinton.
Swinton. Tilday
Swinton.
Yep.
Ralph Fiennes.
Yes, exactly. They go on holiday, but they have parted. They're not. They were together. Now they're not. They were singers. She's lost her voice.
Yes.
Chaos ensues
have
again.
We got a clip.
I think we do. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
What's the point of Paul in your life now?
I was angry with you, and now look what I've done. Thrown you this square. Yeah, he's square, Marianne. He's a square bear. And he's all cuddly and built for hibernating with. And he's stuck. How are you dealing with this? What if it doesn't come back? No, it might not come back. Have you thought about that? It's your life. Your voice is your life. No doubt you're just reinventing yourself again, aren't you? Is wearing your mother's clothes that reinvention? I don't think so. Anyway, I suppose you'll have your mummy phase and I'll have my daddy phase. But one way or another, we're just going to grow old together, aren't we?
I'm happier. Can't you stand that?
And that's a clip from a thing.
Yes.
What thing?
A Bigger Splash.
Yes, with...
Rafe and Tilda.
Yes.
So their characters are both in new relationships, but they were once together. They wind up on holiday, all sharing the holiday. Things go pear-shaped because they're still very attracted to one another.
Right.
And they're all in open shirts and they've got a light sweat on. Oh. And everybody keeps rubbing each other's faces. It's very touchy-touchy.
Are you sure you haven't taken something before today? When you come in here with your weird impression of Patrick Stewart. Do that again, Patrick Stewart.
I'm Patrick Stewart, and I'm locking you in a room!
And then you... that vegetables, and now this.
Well, this is the... I think, of course, you're going to wind up running the risk of getting back in each other's pants if you've got unfinished business, A, and B, you keep touching each other and hugging and rubbing
on the face. Yeah,
I don't know if your partner started doing that with their ex partner around you on holiday when everybody is in minimal clothing.
Is this before or after a bottle of Prosecco?
Oh, there's lots of wine. There's lots of cheese. There's lots of nipples. There's even some full.
Sorry, is that nipples or nibbles?
Nipples.
Oh, so it was that kind of party.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
fine.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's full on.
Is there
sausage party?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right. With Tilda Swinton and Riffy Fiennes.
Keeps you guessing. Keeps you wondering which way this is going to go and who they're going to commit to and who they're going to cheat on.
It's not a comedy, is it?
It's a sequel to the TV show Splash. That's what it is, isn't it?
This is not true.
Biggest Splash. Well, you know, the people, Paul Ross has done that.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains a lot.
It does sound a bit like an old sitcom or something.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, Vernon Kay. Yeah. I mean, so yes or no?
Yes, but just don't expect too much from the end. It sort of fizzles out. It keeps you going, and then and then just sort of it's over now. It's sort of an easy way out of the situation, but the journey is an intriguing one.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Where are we going next?
Next, love and friendship. So we're rewinding back in time to an adaptation of a novel by Jane Austen.
Mm-hmm.
The story is basically Kate Beckinsale.
When it came out of the cinema, she came on this programme to talk about it.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
And what did you say?
I said I quite liked it.
Okay. Right.
I thought it was. I thought it was very well written. I thought it was a good adaptation of Austen. I thought she was very good in it.
Yeah.
And I said all those things because she was in the room.
Well, no, she is obviously, she's very strong. She carries the film, really, doesn't she? But her character, Lady Susan Vernon, is playing all the men throughout the story.
I thought actors played the men.
no, I mean she's donning
a fake
moustache.
Multiple roles,
yeah,
in the film.
No, okay. But she's well, how would you say it then? She's sort of the Janine Butcher of Love and Friendship. Yeah. She does a very good job at it.
Okay. And finally, your TV that's come out on DVD, isn't it? So okay.
Yeah, that's out on DVD. Yeah, strongly recommended.
Yeah.
And I, Robot, is...
No, you rue.
Is on tonight at 8 p.m. I like it. It's sort of a breadcrumb sci-fi mystery thriller with Will Smith in the shower. So that's a bonus.
Do you watch any film where Will Smith is in a shower? Is that your film angle?
You mean that 10-second clip on loop?
Yeah. Is Will Smith in a shower? I'll watch it.
Yes, that should be a sort of outlined on the back of every DVD.
It's a requirement.
No, well, not quite. Okay. Although it's Suicide Squad, he was in that.
Yes,
and I'm a big fan.
Are you? Is that a love bite on your neck?
It's a bruise.
Is it?
I walked into the door on my way in, yes.
Mm. It is, though, isn't it?
A touch, a little, maybe. Who knows?
Look at that.
It's the radio. You could be making all this up.
You see the lip marks. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
You bump into a lip.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Roo, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Yeah. Again soon.
Yes. That's Roo with work experience punditry with his look at the films that he saw about a month ago, because he didn't get to the cinema this week because he was too busy getting sucked on the neck.
Sausage party related injury.
Okay, yeah, that'll do. Thank you very much. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be a man in a lift reading out the text and tweets from the haters as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's in condescending. We'll get through to some of your requests for some Request Friday. A lot of you requested speeches and talks for loved ones. We will, of course, get to that. Big debate at 3, and then live music this afternoon as we drag a busker in off the streets. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Rachel with the news.
Talk Radio.
Diane James has been elected the new leader of UKIP. The deputy chairman was the front runner in the contest to replace Nigel Farage. The announcement was made at the party's annual conference in Bournemouth.
I was part of that European elections winning team. I've been one of your MEPs in Brussels for 2 years. I may not have contested a general election seat, but I supported a number of our candidates. And just remember, we were the third political force in that general election. We really did move mountains in that political landscape.
Two people have been hurt after a train derailed in Watford when it hit a landslide and was struck by another service. The 619 from Milton Keynes to Euston was carrying around 400 passengers. A man suffered a neck injury and a woman had chest pains. It was caused by torrential rains which have affected parts of southeast England. Nizat Shah's home in Woking in Surrey has been flooded for a third time.
There's no hope left for me, because every time it rains heavily and I just don't know what to do. I really think that I must fly and leave this house. I love this house. I don't want to leave it. But the problem is,
a man who pretended to have a gun has been arrested after a 3-hour standoff with armed police near Waterloo Station in London. A concrete balcony collapsed during the incident at a block of flats, while up to 30 people were evacuated. Nobody was injured. Police on bikes equipped with cameras are cracking down on drivers who get too close to cyclists. The West Midlands Force has begun proceedings against 38 people for so-called close passing. Safety regulators have ordered a formal recall of Samsung Galaxy Note 7s after dozens of devices exploded or caught fire. 2.5 million phones are thought to have been affected globally. The weather: heavy thundery rain across central and eastern areas, drier and fresher further west. Today's high 19 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Rachel, thank you very much indeed. You're listening to Talk Radio. Next, we are out on the streets to find out what the people think.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6
on Talk Radio.
So I'm back on the next Full Set Breakfast. That's me, Paul Ross, with a bang and a good deal. Only the good deals, a bad deal. David Baddiel with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Talk about the Merry Whitehouse experience.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Monday morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio, specifically the talk kind. Now, I don't know whether you have ever been out onto a street. Now, you might not want to do it today due to the torrential rain. Cornelius went out on a street earlier. And since this morning, when he put the wrong shoes on to come into to work, he's been trying to borrow my socks, which is slightly slightly weird. I mean, you know, we are colleagues. I wouldn't go as far as to say friends of any kind. But he actually just said, can I borrow your socks? Because his socks were wet.
We should clarify that you have a suitcase with you, so I presumed you had spare socks.
Why would I carry spare socks around?
Well, are you going to change into different socks tomorrow?
Well, yes, but then they're not spare, are they? They're my socks that I need tomorrow.
Yeah, but you can buy more tomorrow during the day.
Why would I do that?
Because your poor friend has wet feet.
Colleague.
And he is cold. His toes are cold. And he's just trying to do his best for the radio show, but he's struggling to concentrate.
Do you want to read out that unbroadcastable haiku that you did earlier?
No.
Okay. Right, out on the streets, though, where Cornelius got wet feet, there are people, and those people think things. They think things out there on the streets. And we go out to find out what they think by sending our crack team of reporters out to ask them, taking the pulse of the nation. Crack team of reporters, so-called, because they are all on crack. So today, no different. We've been out on the streets to find out what they think. Ask Broadcass is through the glass. Ask Broadcass is through the glass.
What?
What do they think today?
I've just told you.
I forgot.
Snowballs.
Yes.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs. Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Snow.
Balls.
Your balls.
Your mum's balls.
Snowballs or floor tiles?
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
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 Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
Floor tiles.
Floor tiles.
Snowballs.
And there you have it. That's what the people on the streets are thinking. They're thinking snurballs or flirters. But what do you think? That is the question. Do you think snowballs? Or do you think floor tiles? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Mm.
So then, it's Some Request Friday. Every request on Talk Radio is Some Request Friday. It's a little bit like Radio 2's All Request Friday that Simon Mayo does over there. But we're not allowed to use those words because he owns the copyright on the word all. And they're a music station. They can do requests that are music-based, as is traditional. We can't do that because we're a talk radio station. The clue is in the name. But what we can do is play your requests and dedications of speeches or talks that you want to hear. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
For maybe it's a wedding anniversary, or you just like to shout out to someone. You're going away for the weekend. It's a Friday. You just want to hear a Friday banger. An anthem, a speech talk anthem of a talk you know all the words to, because you simply want to talk along with it at home. Whatever it is, your request and dedication, do get in touch with us. What have we got here? John, I'm having a nice relaxing day today after completing a charity challenge yesterday. Very happy to announce that I raised a brilliant £48 for Save the Middle-Aged. And I did a 72-hour long rain dance blindfolded. And looking out the window at the weather today, it seems to have worked. Please help me relax by playing a lovely chill-out speech, maybe something by Peter Reinhardt. Well, Ariana, your luck's in. We've got Peter Reinhardt's, I think, probably biggest hit. Everyone knows this. It went to the top of the TED Talk charts. Of course, stayed there for 12 weeks. Peter Reinhardt, then, especially for you, Ariana, and anyone who's a Peter Reinhardt fan, and I know there are a lot of people that are. This is his TED Talk for Some Request Friday, The Art of Baking Bread.
This is a wheat bread, a whole wheat bread, and it's made with a new technique that I've been playing around with and developing and writing about, which, for lack of a better name, we call the epoxy method. And I call it an epoxy method because it's not very appetizing, I understand that. But if you think about epoxy, what's epoxy? It's two resins that are sort of in and of themselves, neither of which can make glue. But when you put the two together, something happens, a bond takes place, and you get this very strong, powerful adhesive. Well, in this technique, what I've tried to do is kind of gather all of the knowledge that the bread baking world, the artisan bread baking community, has been trying to accumulate over the last 20 years or so, since we've been engaged in a bread renaissance in America, and put it together to come up with a method that would help to take whole grain breads, and let's face it, everyone's trying to move towards whole grains. We finally, after 40 years of knowing that whole grain was a healthier option, we're finally getting to the point where we actually are tipping over and attempting to actually eat them. The challenge, though, for a whole grain baker is, you know, how do you make it taste good? Because whole grain, it's easy with white flour to make a good tasting bread. White flour is sweet.
There it is. What a classic. What a banger. Classic banger. I mean, that's...
Do you know the actions to that one?
Don't remind me how they go. I remember it now. There you look at that. Art of baking bread. Whoa! What a Friday anthem. That's for Ariana, who wanted to hear that because she raised £48 for Save the Middle Aged yesterday. The Art of Bake, Peter Reinhardt, in the house.
Mm.
That's what they say at the TED Talks. After this, end of the week quiz, there will be your brand loyalty well and truly tested. If you'd like to take part in the end of the week quiz, we've got clips of things that happened on the programme. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. From a rear parking camera with multi-angle view to versatile seats that triple your boot space, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition, Jazz EX and Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here.
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still that closure of the M25 anti-clockwise in Hertfordshire due to flooding between 21A for St Albans and 21 for the M1. In Lightwater, Surrey, the M3 London bound, there's one lane blocked in queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 3 and 2 for the M25. In the West Midlands, the M42 northbound, queuing traffic due to an earlier accident between junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and junction 7 for the M6 with congestion back to junction 3A for the M40. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon, yes, it is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. A big debate on the way at 3 o'clock. The news, however, there's breaking news this afternoon. Somebody called Diane James, no me neither, has been elected to run UKIP following in the footsteps of Nigel Farage, who has done his final speech to conference this afternoon. So she is now the new leader of UKIP giving everyone in Britain somebody new to dislike. The news is quite complicated, though, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't. We are here to help you, though, because we explain the news on this programme by breaking it down into its component parts. If you've got a lump of news, in its purest form, really, just a great big solid lump of news, and if you, you know, pull that, just drill down into it, really, and just sort of get to the very essence of what news is. You know, as well as I do, that you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
George Osborne starts think tank for Northern Powerhouse. But can Northerns think?
News in haikus. Ass broadcast is through the glass.
That's not funny.
Can Northerns think?
We can chuck midgets downstairs.
Is that a sport up there?
I'll make it a sport.
She would as well.
And boss-eyed sponge heads.
That's boss-eyest, that is. She's a boss-eyophobic. She's talking about you.
Cass, I'm not your boss. Don't be silly. Honestly. It's weird that she respects me like that.
I know, she does though. Shall we look back over the shoulder of the week?
Looking back over my shoulder.
I rather think we should. It's the Talk Radio in the afternoons, weekday 1 till 4, brand loyalty, end of the week, looking back over the shoulder of it, quiz test. And all we do is have three tips of things that have happened over the past 5 days on this very programme. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. On the line to play, good afternoon to you, Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hi there.
Hi there to you as well. How are you, Jess? Are you in a dry part of the country or a wet part of the country?
Very arid. It's really dry here.
Is it? Where are you?
I'm in Leeds.
Leeds?
And I've got something to tell you.
About the north?
Oh, she's got something to tell you.
Yep.
We can think.
They can think. They do think.
We're just literally always thinking the whole time.
Yeah. Look, the only one we've met is Cass. Yeah, that's all we've got to go.
Yeah,
on.
We've not met any other North, and Cass is all we've met.
Northernman,
and as that's a bad example of them, then you know.
I'm telling you now, we're just thinkers.
Yeah.
And I put it to you that Southerners don't think.
Southerners don't think that's fair. Ah, cow! Cass came in from behind the glass. She threw things.
It's Northern state attack.
Throwing punches.
What do you do?
They're very violent, aren't they?
They're a violent race. What do you do up in Leeds, Jess?
Well, as it goes, I'm actually hoping to audition for X Factor next year.
What?
In the meantime.
Are you?
I've got a paper round though for now.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Well, you know, I mean, that's the way the career trajectory of an X Factor person works, isn't it? You go paper round, X Factor, back to paper round about a year later. That's kind of how it...
Come on.
So what do you do? What's your X Factor song skill choice?
Well, I'm thinking, my singing teacher thinks that I should probably do Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers.
Yes.
Because that would really like showcase my voice really well.
Yeah.
And like full range.
Okay. Do you want to give us a bit of it now?
Okay. Do you want it from the beginning?
I'd say yes. Let's have it from the beginning. Yeah, go on then.
Can you give me the starting note? Give me the start. Okay. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. And then that's kind of like all I'm working on at the moment. But, you know, the high notes I'm saving for, you know, next year's X Factor. I don't want to ruin any surprises.
Well, I'm saying...
Come
it's,
on.
A, it's a yes from me. It's yeah! a yes from me.
As long as Louis says yes, yeah. Then I'm happy.
Louis.
I really liked it.
Impression of Louis.
Okay. Right, so okay, so paper round X Factor. Well, we wish you all the best with the X Factor.
Thank you naturally.
However, let's see if you will be as successful in the end of the week quiz as we play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week. You will have three questions, X Factor star Jess. And all you got to do is tell us what I'm next. Okay, here we go. We begin with Monday, where our big story was, of course, Hillary Clinton falling ill. Cornelius, had your reactions?
Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in for this this story.
Yes, Unnecessary Donald Rotolik has got in touch and said they should ban all eunomia, or whatever it is, from entering the US.
What's that word?
I had no idea. Eunomia.
Pneumonia.
What is it?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. No, I can't do it.
Wow.
I just can't do that word. I just have to write that one off.
Well, or most words, to be fair.
Oh, there we go. Cornelius couldn't pronounce pneumonia. Do 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 do. Pneumonia. Do 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 do. Pneumonia. Now, a prominent contributor to the show, at Good Idea on Twitter, also got in touch with a reaction after that. But what was at Good Idea's good idea regarding pneumonia in America? Was it A, to build a wall around pneumonia to stop it getting into America? Was it B, did he say, attach strings to Hillary Clinton to operate her as a string puppet throughout her illness so she can continue her campaign? Or did he say, C, give Donald Trump the same illness so that this election is a bit Paralympics-like?
Do you know what? I know exactly what the answer is.
Yep.
Should I just say it? Yeah, I'll say it.
A, B or C?
It's C.
Okay, let's find out.
At Good Idea says, give Donald the same illness and make this year's election a bit Paralympics-like.
Very good. Yeah. It was the right answer. Good. Very good indeed. Right, question number two. On Wednesday, Laura came in to annoy us all with more of her hipster nonsense for work experience punditry.
So next, apparently the thing to do with your friends, there you can pay a company to lock you in a room for 1 hour and you have to figure out how to get out. They're called escape games.
I mean, we also have these things, you know, lock people up, they try and escape. It's called prison. We do have them. You know, I mean, it is...
It's cheaper to get in as well.
Yeah. It's kind of free.
Yeah.
And they feed you.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a meal chuck.
You don't have to pay council tax.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't really exist as a thing. Hipster nonsense. But which one of the following things, Jess, was also one of the hipster attractions that Laura brought to the pop-up artisan table? Was it a pop-up artisan cat-throwing range? Was it B, a walking tour of London's public toilets? Or C, a pop-up artisan craft beard beer festival where you can drink beer made from beards in yurts handcrafted from beards?
I was really tired on that day.
Yeah.
I wasn't...
Yeah.
But I'm struggling. I know it's B or C, but I don't know which.
Yeah.
Should I just do in my head and then tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, B. I'm going for B.
B, you're walking through all of the toilets. Let's find out.
I was looking into things to do in London and I found there's a public lavatory-themed walking tour.
There you go! Come on, your ip-dip-dip worked a treat there. Jess. Now, question number three. Final question. Yesterday, we covered the big story, of course, the Hinkley Point Power Station story, with our correspondent, Cornelius, reporting live from outside the location of the future power station. Let's talk about alternative energy sources, because there's been a lot of controversy about this, of course. Nuclear power always generates electricity, but also controversy. So, wind, I say wind to you, I say solar, water... moaning and complaining has been suggested. There's so much moaning and complaining now. People moaning and complaining or being offended on Twitter and so on and so forth. People moaning and complaining, the Remainers usually, about what happened with Brexit. Is there some way we can harness the power of all of that moaning and complaining? That's what people are saying. Ah, but can you tell me how we then elaborated on using moaning and complaining as an alternative energy source? Is the answer A, experiments in Sweden that have seen scientists collecting all of the Twitter moaning about the BBC losing Bake Off, and that's enabled them to power Sweden for the rest of time? B, the complaints office at Sainsbury's was so busy after they reduced their meal deal range that they were able to power three major Sainsbury's stores all week. Or C, if you were to wire up Julia Hartley Brewer, the anger from her when a guest pulls out at the last minute is enough to decimate a whole room of interns.
That one's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tickled. I think I'm going to go to C, because that's really made me laugh, that one.
Good, all right, they're fine. That's that northern sense of humour that they've got up there. Jess, you said C, let's find out.
Oh, absolutely, John. It is, of course, an excellent renewable energy source. And there's people like Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yep.
If you wire her up when one of her guests pull out on the last minute, you have enough energy to almost sort of create a massive explosion that can hurt an intern.
That's right. It can decimate a room of interns, can't it? I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Seen it happen myself. That is the right answer, of course.
That ain't bad.
You got three out of ruddy three. Come on.
Yeah. Over my shoulder.
In the end of the week quiz, Jess, congratulations. Very well done to you. That is brand loyalty to the show right there. And if you go on to X Factor Success, then come back.
The little guys, I'll remember.
Come back to, we little people down here.
Yeah.
See you especially.
Yeah, all right. And just remember us when you're famous. And then remember us again when you're not famous about a year later after being on The X Factor.
Very cynical.
Yes. Jess, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. That's Jess. Thank you. It's a yes from me. So she's going on The X Factor. Just remember that. This is where she performed first. It's not... right then. Coming up after the break, there will be, of course, the big debate, because that's after the break at 3 o'clock. It's Live Music Friday, so we will have dragged another busker in off the streets to perform here live in the studio for us. That'll be happening around half three. Half three, that's right. And a man goes in a lift shortly, holding the haters' texts and tweets in his hand. And instead of binning them, we get him to read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. That is in a feature we call Condescending. All coming next on Talk Radio.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative. £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At or protected.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
This Friday, there's a £33 million jackpot.
Nicer problems to have? EuroMillions. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes, it's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Rachel with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two Herter's train derails, alleged British hacker to be sent for trial in US, and UKIP has elected its first female leader.
Talk Radio.
So starting with some breaking news, a supporter of Islamic State has been found guilty of murdering a religious leader from his own mosque in Rochdale. Jalal Uddin, who was 71, was killed in a park as he made his way home after evening prayers in February. Two people have been injured after a train came off the tracks when it hit a landslip near Watford Junction. It was then dealt a glancing blow by an oncoming train. The incident has led to travel chaos on Europe's busiest stretch of railway. Andy Hopcraft is from Hertfordshire Fire and Rescue. He says it's fortunate there were no more casualties.
Luckily, it could have been quite a serious incident because I think the trains were going around about 80 miles an hour just as they collided, so we were very lucky, especially where the situation where it was. So no, it could have been a lot worse, yes.
A 31-year-old British man who's accused of hacking into American government computers can be extradited to the US to stand trial. A ruling's been made at Westminster Magistrates Court in the case of Lowry Love, who has Asperger's. His dad has just spoken to reporters outside.
Our confidence is not just in the legal system. Our confidence is in God. Though I would say one thing. We've had a big discussion about who can come into this country. Let's have a discussion about who can be taken out of it and why they should be taken out. That's all I've got to say.
Diane James has been elected the new leader of UKIP. The deputy chairman was the front runner in the contest to replace Nigel Farage. She won with more than 8,000 votes and thanked delegates at the party conference in Bournemouth.
My goodness, you've handed over a mantle. But there we go. It's one that I'm deeply honoured, and I do mean deeply honoured, to take on from Nigel. I still quite haven't, you know, come to grips with it, but I'm just so immensely grateful for what you've done and what you've bestowed on me.
The mother of Ben Needham, who disappeared on Kos as a toddler 25 years ago, says she's been told to fear the worst. It appears British investigators now believe he may have been crushed to death by a digger. Safety regulators have ordered a formal recall of Samsung Galaxy Note 7s after dozens of devices exploded or caught fire. 2.5 million phones are thought to be affected globally.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery rain across central and eastern areas. This will gradually clear with some sunny spells. Drier and fresher further west, and highs of 19 degrees. There's like a little shadow there.
Yes. Thank you very much, Rachel. Any updates on my bespoke travel
news? I can tell you the last train was at 14, about quarter to this hour.
Yes.
And that has disrupted by the side of it in the little box. But I'm told that after 4 o'clock, it should be okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We might be back to normal.
Yes.
But they've got all the trains
are
displaced, aren't they? Yes. So, yeah, to recap, I need to get the 7:10 out of Euston, going to Nuneaton, because tomorrow I've got to do a book signing in Waterstones, which no one will come to. But that's not the point, I've promised now. and I've got to go up there tonight, because my parents live there, I'm going to stay with my parents. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, the nation must be on tenterhooks waiting to see if I'll make that or not.
Who'd have thought reading out train timetables would make
so
such great radio?
I know. Better radio than this, actually, if you just sat and read that. Rachel, thank you very much. Now, Ben's got the sport now, live from a dentist surgery.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri isn't sure if record signing Islam Slimani is ready to play a full game yet. The Algerian forward impressed during the club's 3-0 win at Club Brugge in the Champions League. He was substituted in the second half of his debut. Ranieri says Slimani may need time to adapt to English football.
He knows the Champions League, he knows the Europa League. The Premier League is completely different. But he's an intelligent player and very, very sure if he plays really well.
There's a lot of fans who would like to see him at the King Power Stadium, isn't there?
Yeah, they can do.
On tonight's action, Chelsea will go top of the Premier League if they beat Liverpool at Stamford Bridge. On to tennis, Andy Murray's being made to work hard by Juan Martin Del Potro in Great Britain's Davis Cup semi-final with Argentina. Having lost his first set 6-4, it's 4-all in the second in Glasgow. Finally, Great Britain have won their 50th gold medal at the Paralympic Games. Paul Blake claims his T36 400 metres title in a time of 54.49 seconds. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
That was Ben there, live from, with the sport, live from a dentist's surgery. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, just ahead of the big debate, then more on the disruptions this afternoon. You've been hearing all about them, of course. This is thanks to the storms overnight in the Talk Radio area. As you will be aware, Julia Hartley Brewer was derailed this morning because one of her opinions that is ordinarily on the right slipped even further to the right, and that caused her to go completely off the rails. This means that all afternoon there's a knock-on effect on Talk Radio. Some of the adverts are subject to delays and cancellations. Now, if you were due to like listening to the one for Go Compare, where a monkey steals a marimba, then don't worry, because your ticket for that will also be valid, and you'll be allowed to also enjoy the one for Selco, Where the Trade Go. Should your enjoyment of either be affected by this morning's disruptions, then you can fill in a form. The news again, Julia Hartley Brewer has gone off the rails.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. Not my words, of course, but the words of the 18th century poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, as he was unable to catch the 743 from Didcot Parkway this morning due to all the flooding. Now, trains going north from London are stopped, which is advantageous for anyone who might have to go to Hull today, while trains running south from the north are stopped as well, which, of course, is a terrible blow for anyone in Hull trying to get out of it. First, storms. Then second, landslides. Third, derailments. Four, widespread disruption. What can be done to aid the UK's ailing transport system? Now, on the line and listening to me saying that this afternoon is Dora. I said the words first and aid there in a sentence, although not together, of course. So good afternoon, Dora.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, you've heard me say the words first and aid, and I know that due to a history with bandages, you are very angry that we still have first aid in this country in 2016. Is that right, Dora?
Well, let me start off. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dora.
Let me start off by saying that my husband,
yes,
Vin.
Is who?
Vin.
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 Mm. Yes. He had an accident a little bit later on in life where he prolapsed.
Yes.
It was quite a nice restaurant. Let me say right now, if it hadn't been for first aid, he would have died.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm really very much against first aid, because I would have got my hands on his money several decades earlier. So, you see, first aid, it's a way of... If you like, it's a transgression against natural law.
That's the point. A lot of people, of course, the anti-first aid lobby, are making door. Just out of interest, just out of interest, Dora, what restaurant was it? Was it a Café Rouge?
It was a Café Purple. A Café Mauve. By the time,
It started off rouge, but went mauve after the
Café
prolapse.
Dora,
stay on the line, because I'd like to bring stay on the line. I'd like to bring on the line.
Lovely.
Stay on the line, Dora, because I'd like to bring in Mike. Stay on the line. I'd like to bring in Mike. Just stay on the line for me. I'd like to bring in. Just stay on the line for me, Dora. I'd like to. Dora, stay on the line for me. I'd like to bring in Michael.
Sorry. I have to keep up with my practice.
Yes, do keep your practice up, that's fine.
Otherwise, Mr. Jackman wraps my knuckle.
No.
Is that okay?
Yes. Just stay on the line for me with your practice. Mike, no problem. Just stay on the line. Michael's on the other line. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello there, John.
Hello there, Michael.
Hello.
Yes, good.
And thank you for having me on your extravaganza.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome to it. Now, Dora is, I think she's still listening. She's just doing her piano practice.
Yeah.
And she's called in because she's very anti the notion of first aid. And the reason why, Michael, in case you didn't hear that clearly, was that her husband once prolapsed in a Café Rouge. And his life was...
More times than you think.
Yeah, he does. Well, I know. And he certainly wasn't the first and won't be the last, but his life was saved by first aid, and that makes her angry. What do you make of this?
Well, the first I'd like to say, you know, this sounds like a very lovely and attractive lady. And if she's looking out for another husband, you know, I'm on the market.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not merely looking for a husband, but if, you know, if she fancy going out and doing some shots or something.
Is it sharks we're going to see?
I don't like sharks.
So we're going to throw some sharks.
Sharks.
Like in sharks.
Tequila, sambuca.
Ah, tequila. Tequila and sharks. That sounds like my kind of date, you know?
Who is this? I guess I'm with my partner.
Hello, John.
We've just strayed slightly off the point. Michael, could you just outline for us why you are so in favour of keeping first aid?
I can. I'm sorry I strayed there, John.
That's all right, don't worry.
She's a very attractive lady.
She's a very
attractive lady. When I hear an attractive lady. Well, she has a husband, but I have a brother.
Yes.
Nice, Dad.
Now, he's a bit simple, but there's two things he loves in this world.
Yes.
One is roller skating, yes. And the other is dynamite. So every chance he gets, you know, when he goes to the shops, if he doesn't have the roller skates, then he'll certainly have the dynamite. You know, it's something he lives by, John.
Yes.
And it's something he very nearly often dies by, too, to be entirely honest. Now.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised. So you're saying that first aid is a good thing because obviously that his twin hobbies there are inviting accident, aren't they?
They're incredibly dangerous, John. Mm. I mean, without the generosity of strangers giving him first aid on a regular basis, he'd probably be little more than a lung on a stick today, and nobody wants that for a brother.
No. I mean,
Can I just say, though, I'm not entirely sure how a Tupperware box filled with elastoplast is going to help someone who's had their legs blown off.
The thing is, let me bring in the official medical line on that, because Dora, you do make a good point. Now, first aid, right, is clearly for minor injuries, and that's injuries to minors if they get hurt underground, you know, like sever a thumb or something. Second aid is for more serious injuries, and then you have third aid. But you're saying you want to get rid of first aid. What about second aid and third aid? I mean, do you want to get rid of AIDS altogether?
Are you asking me now, or are you asking this lovely lady?
I'll ask you, Michael, first. But you want to keep... I mean, you want to keep it. So that we...
Yeah.
But is it first... Are you happy to keep second aid and third aid? Are you happy to keep all of the aids?
No, just first aid and orange aid. And orange aid.
Fine.
When people pull together, you know, they can do incredible things.
Incredible things. Dora, have you ever pulled anyone to achieve an incredible thing?
Many times, a lot of pulling in my life, and some pushing.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd go as far as...
No, I certainly think you've done a bit of pulling and...
I'll sort you out.
One at a time, because we can't...
I wouldn't necessarily go as far as the Terence Higgins Trust.
No.
They want to get rid of all AIDS, don't they?
Yes.
Altogether.
Rightly so, yes.
Well, I'm not... You're coming down on... You don't like first aid, then, John?
Well, no, I'm playing. I'm playing the devil's. No, I am playing devil's advocate, as I must here. Let me tell you about what they're doing. They're doing in Sweden here. There are trials in Sweden. Their health service is no... Our NHS, we know about the problems with our NHS. In Sweden, they've done away with first aid, right? And their health service now isn't overstretched at all, because what's happened is they've done away with first aid by the side of accidents, and then the, so no one survived long enough to get to the hospital. Passers-by don't help anymore. So in which case, it's less of a drain of a burden on the Swedish health service, isn't it? Fewer.
Yeah. Well, it's fewer that, but I mean, what kind of life must they lead over there, you know?
Short ones, mainly.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Well, what happened to Uncle Sven? He was fine this morning, but then he got sick, you know, and we just left him by the road to die. Well, that's life, you know. I wouldn't live like that, you know.
No, well, that's the point. I think that's the point. What about people who are already trained in first aid? Are you suggesting, Dora, that we should cull them like badgers?
No, I don't know, of course. I think just sort of some sort of decapitation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But then no one is allowed to help them?
No, of course not.
Because that would be detrimental to your whole... First
and they could and they could just be rendered down for fat.
For fat. For fat.
For fat.
Fat.
Shot. What's wrong with you people?
I like sharks. You know, if a shark was injured, I'd have to stop and help it. You know, I wouldn't just leave it there. Not like you.
Do you want my Snapchat?
Would you leave it? Would you leave it?
Is that Snapchat for sharks? That's my favourite kind of Snapchat now.
What's wrong with him and sharks? Where do you find these people, John?
Would you help an injured shark, Dora?
No.
What would you do with it?
I'd show it off down the pub for a bit until it stopped flapping.
No, I'd take it home and I'd put it in bed and I'd give it a nice cup of tea.
Listen, mate, if you go to bed with a shark, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sort of up for it for a bit, but no, it's just weird, mate.
Oh, that always happens to me with ladies. I start talking about the shark.
Yeah, but you never get that with sharks.
They run away. Yeah. I should never talk about the shark.
I think we've come to the debate. This debate could run and run. Of course, we could debate the ethics of shark dating all afternoon, but we're going to have to
sing.
Sign, yeah, practice.
Hey, shark.
Practice.
The wartime song.
Yes.
It's written by my late husband, Liam.
Was this before or after he prolapsed?
It's called Light a Match for Your Sweetheart, and it's a wartime song. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is it the wind that blows through the trees? Is it the sigh of a summer breeze? Or shouldn't I have given you those keys? Light a match for your sweetheart.
That's a lovely song. Do you know what I'm doing now? I'm pulse bathing.
Yes,
and there we must leave the debate. Could you possibly sum up the debate for us in one word, Michael, first?
Oh, if it was just one word now, it would have to be hedgehog.
And Dora, please.
We're hitting off.
Thank you. And there. We must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion as to whether or not we still need first aid in post-Brexit Britain, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with no words.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique. Sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. Pro Ace Comfort Medium 1.6D 95DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advanced rental conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
This Friday there's a £33 million jackpot.
Nicer problems to have? EuroMillions.
Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Port Talbot on the M4 westbound, there's slow traffic due to an accident that has now been moved to the hard shoulder. It's at junction 41 for Baglan. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound, there's one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a broken down motorhome between junction 20 and 19 for Knutsford. In Cornwall, Bodmin, the A30, very slow traffic between the A38 Launceston Road and Blackall Downs Road. And in Warrington, one lane closed due to a gas leak and emergency repairs on Winnick Road northbound near Owen Street. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite!
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the next half an hour, live music here on Talk Radio. On a Friday afternoon, we drag a busker in off the streets, quite literally, and force them to play for us. And today, there's no exception, except the busker will be slightly pleased to come in because it's chucking it down with rain outside. So that's happening, Live Music Friday, of course. Some of your reactions have been coming in, though, for today's big debate. Dora there, very much against the notion of any kind of first aid, just some first aid kept her husband alive, something for which she's very angry about. And Michael there would happily bed a shark, we learned. So, Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reaction?
Lots coming in. This is from Jason, who says, I hate to play devil's avocado, but I'm a plasterer hoping to get a promotion to become a first aider, and I'd like to know what Theresa May is doing about it. And this has come in from other person who says, I am a doctor. I wanted to enter this year's medical Olympics. Unfortunately, I was injured in a jelly accident and now just drive ambulances. But I can tell you that this year I will be entering the Paramedical Olympics.
Thank you very much. Do keep your reactions coming in. 87 treble to
start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you'd like.
Right. Now, it's Some Request Friday. Of course, on a Friday, you can make requests and dedications for loved ones or people that you don't like as well by writing into us here at Talk Radio, The Radio, London. We get a lot of requests and dedications, of course, but not for music. We're not allowed to play musical dedications and requests because we're not a music station, besides which Radio 2 own the copyright on the phrase All Request Friday, which is where they do that kind of thing. Simon Mayo just will not let us do it. So we have to do speeches and talks and call it Some Request Friday. A lot coming in. Here's one. Hi, John, and everyone at Talk Radio except Penny Smith. I'm just on my way to Rwanda for a charitable trip. To be honest, I don't really care about the people over there at all. I just thought it'd make for some great Facebook pics. So it's all worth it. Now, driving to the airport, and I love to get in the vibe for a holiday. So please could you play for me Raul Castro's speech at the 70th Summit of the Americas. Now, out of all Raul Castro's speeches, it's my favourite of his. I know all the words, and I can't wait to speak along to it in the car while I'm driving to the airport for my trip to Rwanda. Thank you very much. That's from Jules. Well, Jules, of course we can. Happy Friday afternoon to you, especially for you as part of Some Request Friday. Raul Castro's speech at the 70th Summit of the Americas.
Aprecio como un paso positivo su reciente declaración de que decidirá rápidamente sobre la presencia de Cuba en una lista de países patrocinadores del terrorismo y en la que nunca debió estar. Hay que seguir luchando y apoyando al presidente Obama en sus intenciones de liquidar el bloqueo. Una cuestión es...
And there we have it, Raul Castro's speech at the 70th Summit of the Americas, playing that especially for Jules, who's on her way to the airport this afternoon, speaking along with that. She just texted as well, thanking us for playing it, saying that she's in a bit of a traffic jam due to the bad weather this afternoon, a lot of congestion on the roads, and the car next to her, the driver of that's speaking along with it as well, knows all the words. So what a Friday banging speech that is. Good to hear, isn't it? Raul Castro's speech at the 70th Summit of the Americas. If you've got a request or a dedication to hear a speech or talk, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
No, I'll just translate that. That's a start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like. The reason you can't understand that is because Cass has come into the studio from behind the glass and she's from the north. But the reason she's in here is because Cornelius has gone to the lift. Why? Well, because the hater's going to hate. The haters gonna hate. Yeah, the haters gonna hate. And they do hate, don't they? They hate on the Twitter and they hate on the text and they hate wherever they can hate. And they hate the show and they hate me personally. But rather than ignore it or report them to the police for trolling and abuse, what we do instead is gather up all the haters' texts and tweets, give them to Con. He thinks that's short for Cornelius. It's not, but let's go with it for the sake of some wordplay. Con takes them to the lift here in Talk Radio Towers building, and as it descends through the building, he reads them out loud. It's a feature we call Con Descending. So I think Cornelius should be in the lift now. Cornelius, can you hear me in the lift now? Can you hear me?
Yes, John. Hello. I'm here in the lift, and as you know, I've worked out how to change the radio station that plays out in the lift.
Yep.
This is what I've gone for today.
What is it?
It's IBC Tamil. Let's go. Right. John, you see that thing in front of you? That's your microphone. You don't need to shout. And I'm sure when you get confident, you'll talk a lot slower.
Yep.
That was an anonymous text. Another one was, wow, this is almost as bad as Chris Moyles. Scott, the boss here at Talk Radio, has sent an email. Well, the building says, whoever keeps changing the station in the lift, can you please stop? The joke is no longer funny. This was a tweet that came in. I'm a fan of the show, but even I'll admit today that this was a tough listen. That's from Thomas earlier in the week. Today's weather is a pathetic fallacy of John Holmes on Talk Radio. That's come in from Michael. I'm sorry, but this show is just bad. Who listens to it? That's a text that we got. This show is the most offensive thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry, Talk Radio, but you've just lost a listener. That was a tweet from Deirdre. Yes. And finally,
yep.
I normally don't hear the lunchtime show on Talk Radio as I'm at work. Today, I'm on my day off, and having listened to it, I now wish I was back at work.
Yep.
Back to you, John.
Thanks very much. There's Cornelius in the lift with just a selection of the haters' texts and tweets, because the haters gonna hate. So if you'd like to hate the show on any social media platform, then please do. You can do it via Twitter. Yeah, that's at Talk Radio. You can do it via text, 8722.
Site message with the word talk, and then have lots of hate in there.
Yes, lots of hate. Lots of hate in there.
All you the can, hate.
All the hate.
Hate.
Or you can hate me personally, at JohnHolmes1, also on Twitter. Next, we bring you live music. It's Live Music Friday. We've dragged a busker in out of the rain, into the warmth. Actually, it's freezing in here. Of the studio. So, yes, well, live music. Who is it today? Who is it?
Alex.
Alex. Where did you find him?
Waterloo.
Waterloo Station's finest busker, Alex. Will join us to play live in the studio next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 3:30, here's Rachel with the news.
An Islamic State supporter has been convicted of murdering a 71-year-old imam in Rochdale. Mohammed Saidi, who's 21, was the getaway driver for the killer of Jalal Uddin, who was bludgeoned to death in a children's play area in February. A court has ruled that a British man accused of hacking into US government computers can be extradited to the US to stand trial. Lowry Love, who has Asperger's, is alleged to have stolen huge amounts of data from American agencies, including NASA and the FBI. If found guilty of cyber hacking, he could face up to 99 years in prison. Sky's Tom Cheshire was at Westminster Magistrates Court for the hearing.
Lowry Love is alleged to have taken part in the anonymous collective hack on US government's websites. The US asked for his extradition, first arrested back in November 2013, and he's been fighting this case ever since then. So the judgment today is that he will be extradited, but he can appeal that. It looks like he'll go to the High Court next.
There's major disruption to services on Europe's busiest stretch of railway north of London. A train derailed this morning near Watford Junction when it hit a landslip in torrential rain and was clipped by another service. Diane James has been elected as UKIP's new leader. She won the contest to replace Nigel Farage by more than 8,000 votes. Her appointment comes as the party's divided by infighting. Even today, UKIP's former head of media, Alex Phillips, has defected to the Conservatives.
There are multiple reasons why I decided to leave UKIP. Primarily, I felt I'd outgrown the party. There's far too much internal bickering and fighting, a toxic atmosphere. I think a lot of the talent of the party has been shedded quite ruthlessly.
And in showbiz, the new host of The Apprentice spin-off show You're Fired will be comedian Rod Gilbert. The 47-year-old takes over from Jack D, who fronted the programme last year. The weather, heavy thundery rain across central and eastern areas, drier and fresher further west, and highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rachel.
No, thank you.
Can we just have that clip of the UKIP lever? What's he called? Alex something?
Phillips.
Alex Phillips. Let's just have that clip again, Chloe, if that's right.
There are multiple reasons why I decided to leave UKIP.
Yeah.
Primarily, I felt I'd outgrown the party.
Right, fine.
There's far too much internal bickering and fighting, a toxic atmosphere.
Yes.
I think a lot of the talent of the party has been shedded quite ruthlessly.
Yes, yes. Well, so she's gone to the Conservative Party, which has much the same problem. Essentially, that's the same thing.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Yes, Rachel. Have you done the weather yet? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think I have.
Have you fine? I wasn't listening. Good. All right. Thank you very much. News of Rod Gilbert as well there, taking over the...
So it's not you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. I turned it down. Yeah.
Did you indeed?
Yeah. But Rod Gilbert's here with us now. Hi, Rod.
Hello, hello. How are you? You well?
Yes, good. So you've taken over from Jack D, is that right?
Yes, that is right. I'm taking over from Jack D, from The Apprentice. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yes. Good. And... Josh Widdicombe's in here with us as well.
Oh, yes! No doubt we'll be appearing on that series.
Yes, you will, Josh, and make sure of it.
Oh, excellent!
And Michael McIntyre might be on there.
Hello, how are you? Now, I'm far too successful to go on a silly little knock-off show of the reality series that's the same every year and just no longer that interesting.
Well, I think that's a bit harsh. I wouldn't say that. You know, I don't bite the hand that feeds.
Oh, absolutely!
I think a Chinese man is appearing on that as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, we will be keeping it very diverse on the show. That's correct. Thank you, John.
Jack D?
He's been fired.
Right, you listen to Talk Radio. Live music coming up on Live Music Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's a Friday afternoon. And as regular listeners may well be aware, it's where we bring you live music in session, in your face, Virgin Radio. So what we do is we go outside onto the streets, quite literally drag a busker in to come in and perform for us. On a Friday afternoon, and there's, well, there's one today, frankly. He's called Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just tangling up
with you. You've got a tangled guitar.
You put me under a lot of pressure. I've just come in, and it's all wires everywhere.
Yeah, there are wires. It's, there you go.
Thank you.
How's that?
There's volume there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just take your time, mate. It's fine. No worries at all.
It's my fault. It's carry on.
Blame him.
Can I get my hot water as well?
Your hot water can be provided, yes.
Okay.
So, Alex, listen, thanks very much for coming in.
No problem.
Where did we find you?
You found me at Waterloo Station playing on the concourse.
Okay, and how is Waterloo Station? Is that a regular spot for you?
Yes, it tends to be sort of like twice a month. It's probably the best station to busk at, so there's a lot of competition with other buskers.
So what makes it the best one then? Is it the, like, footfall, or is it locate? What is it that makes it the best station?
The acoustics are amazing, so it resonates really well. The station guard doesn't sort of complain that much, so you can be quite loud. And it's very busy, so people. So yeah, it's just a really nice atmosphere as well. And the other thing as well is the announcements through the tannoy system. It seems to be a bit quieter there, so you,
because that must be
through.
Annoying for you, for a performer. You're in the middle of a rendition, a great piece of work. Then suddenly the
train delays are the platform and the disruption due to the landslide.
And constantly as well. Sometimes you'll have one, and then there'll be a sort of 3 second pause, and then another one. And sometimes I could play 3 songs that are sort of interrupted by some station. Announcement.
And how do the so you're saying that the station guard there at Waterloo is kind of okay?
Yeah.
Do you kind of gauge stations by station guard grumpiness? I mean,
yes, there probably is. I don't want to say just in case, but there is one.
Yeah, particularly. Does he just hate? Because you've got permission to be there.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, he can't do anything about it anyway. So does he just hate? Is he just a joyless person?
Well, I guess you're sort of not going to please everyone. I do quite sort of mellow, sort of folky jazz stuff. And there's a particular person at this station, and they're very much into, you know, Santana and Van Halen and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's always saying to me, "Come on, pick it up, man." And it's like, I'm doing my job, man. Like, come on. Like,
it's your choice.
Are you my manager or something?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But no, I mean, most people are great. You know, it's a new scheme that's just started as well. It's a national rail scheme. So they've got a limited amount of buskers sort of rotating on this circuit. So, you know, it's been good. It's been well thought out. So not many problems at all.
Okay, good. Well, look, you're going to play 2 songs for us.
Yeah.
So what are we going to hear first?
Well, Kaz has sort of told me to do this one. So,
she's bossy, isn't she?
Very.
Yeah.
See the email she sent me.
I can well imagine she sends me them. But Alex, I just don't read them. That's my advice to you. Just don't read them at all. Right. Alex, just sending up.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sounds good.
Okay, this is a Randy Newman song from a particular Disney Pixar film.
All right.
You probably know.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road is rough ahead and you're miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Now you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got your problems, well I got them too. There's nothing I could do without you. We stick together, we could see it through. Now you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Well, some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too. But none of them could ever love you the way I do. It's just me and you, boy. And as time goes by, our friendship will never die. And you're gonna see that it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Live music on the radio on a Friday afternoon. That is what we bring you. That is Alex Hall, who busks many places. Waterloo is where we found him. That was... I'm glad she asked you to do that, actually. That's what a great song that is. What a good Friday afternoon kind of vibe.
Absolutely.
So we'll come back after the break in a moment. We've got to get traffic and travel and stuff and play some more and talk some more. So Alex is with us. Remind us, where would we find you? Do you have an online, modern online presence,
So
Alex?
You shouldn't know my name, actually. I go under a moniker. It's Boyanderbloon. So if you go on boyanderbloon.co.uk or give us a thumbs up on Facebook / Boyanderbloon. A balloon, so
but there isn't a balloon though.
It's conceptual, isn't it?
Fine, good. excellent stuff. More music coming your way, live on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Ford is holding its blink and you'll miss it sale. So, hurry to your nearest Ford dealer from September the 8th and save up to an additional £500 off the recommended retail price of a new Ford car. But don't hang about, because blink, and you'll miss it. Which probably explains why it's called the Ford Blink and You'll Miss It sale, obviously. Ford. Go further.
Sale event excludes Car, Car Plus, Focus RS, Edge, Mustang and Tourneo Connect models. Vehicles must be contracted between the 8th and 19th of September 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail customers only at participating dealers.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Port Talbot on the M4 westbound, there's slow traffic due to an accident that has now been moved to the hard shoulder. It's at junction 41 for Baglan. In Cheshire, the M6 southbound, there's one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a broken down motorhome between junction 20 and 19 for Knutsford. In Cornwall, Bodmin, the A30, very slow traffic between the A38 Launceston Road and Blackall Downs Road. And in Warrington, one lane closed due to a gas leak and emergency repairs on Winnick Road northbound near Owen Street. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio. On The Unexplained this week with me, Howard Hughes, we'll be talking to somebody who spent 20 years studying the effects of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Plus, we'll be probing the contents of your dreams. The parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained. Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Just ahead of more live music here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. However, just to bring you the news this afternoon, there is a new UKIP leader, of course. I've forgotten her name already. Diane. Princess Diane. No.
You know,
Diane James. Think is the new UKIP leader. That's been announced this afternoon, as Nigel Farage, as you know, has become derailed due to the storms overnight. So they've had to there's like a UKIP leader replacement service, and it's Diane James. That's the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, lots of people can't, but we like to help you. If you find the news complicated, then this is the program for you, because we can help pull you through it. If you take the news and then boil it down and distill it to its purest form, as you know, it simplifies it, and what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
MP leaked report to Wonga, and they had huge interest in it.
News in haikus. It's 4:15. We are in the midst of live music Friday, and we are joined. Not your actual name, because as you've just said, you go by a pseudonym, yes. Which is
Boy and a Balloon.
Boy and a Balloon.
Yes.
So we've already heard Randy Newman's song. What are you going to play for us next?
I'll give you a choice. Do you want sort of?
You got any Van Halen?
Silly song or a slower song?
A silly song.
Not or silly, but more sort of satirical.
Interesting.
Or a slower song.
Given us a choice.
The only two choices.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Yes.
So maybe the more sillier one.
All right.
Okay, fine.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it live in the studio.
This is called Ugly Side. I miss your sweaty little room, I miss your irritating friends, I missed your sandpaper legs when you neglected shaving them, I miss your worst underwear, I miss you moaning I'm not thin, I miss that rogue black hair on your double chin, and that god-awful noise your mouth would make when we'd both eat, the way you'd always moan at me for leaving up the toilet seat, and your loud sporadic snoring, how my ears were getting severed, your petulant resistance to put on my favourite sweater. Oh darling, how could I've been so blind? Oh darling, how could I miss your ugly side? I miss your BO on hot days and your ultra clammy hands, you pretending you're good at tennis when in fact you're really bad, and your incorrect grammar, yeah, you're quite atrocious spelling, you pretending you know about football saying things like the forward line aren't gelling, you don't even watch it, and your hair when it got greasy, and your disproportionate meals, your depression when you're jobless, and your outrage when you're ill, and you picking at my food before I'd even started eating. You were such a sore loser whenever you got beaten. Oh darling, how could I've been so blind? Oh darling, how could I miss your ugly, miss your ugly, miss your ugly side?
Yeah!
Now, have you got a girlfriend?
I did have.
I've written a song for you. do you, when you do the, when you perform then, do you do your own stuff? Do you do all sort of classic, I'm going to this, this someone will throw money in if I do this kind of song? I mean, how do you choose?
That's a really good question. You have to just judge it by the day. Some days are so slow that you just, you're either, when you're busking, you're either doing really well or you're doing really bad.
Yeah.
There's no in between. And some days I've done all my own stuff and I've sold maybe 10, 12 CDs.
Yeah.
And other days I've done a cover stuff and maybe I don't sell CDs. So it's sort of a fine line, I think, between playing a cover and then getting people sort of drawn in and then going, oh, by the way, I'm a songwriter and I write my own stuff. So it's, you know, that's the sort of busker's trick between a few of us is cover, original. But I'm a songwriter at heart and
yeah.
I try my best to sort of do what, you know, do my art more than other people.
Yeah. So do you, in terms of how long you've been doing this, I mean,
yeah.
you've, since you were a kid, I mean, you've always been musical, obviously, but what sort of led you into the busking world and how did you get there?
It was by accident, really.
Yeah.
I was between jobs and I was trying to work for the Performers' Rights Society. I sent them about 9 applications and I had my friend there and he like double-checked all the covers and I didn't even get an interview. So I was like, well, I'm between jobs now,
yeah.
So I'll give it a go. And I had a friend who sort of said, just try it. First few times I did it, it was absolutely terrible. But slowly I was like, hang on a minute. This kind of is okay, I can get by.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got better at it and I can get by doing it. So it's, you know, it is a job now. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and you do it full time. I mean, how
yeah, I do,
yeah. You just had a really good run of weather and
yeah.
now it's like this.
Yeah, well,
chucking down outside. I mean, that must make a difference, but that's why I guess you go on the concourse at stations, you go inside when it.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to have that. I mean, I've only been doing it sort of full time for 6 months, so I'm yet to endure the winter.
Yeah.
So I will do it though. I will try my best to do it, but yeah. I've heard stories of people with sort of fingerless gloves and you know, five hot water bottles brought with them first thing in the morning, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, do you have gigs lined up outside?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Outside of station, so you obviously you do dates, you do
yeah.
paid gigs in yeah. where might we find you?
Well, I do my yes, I'm doing a secret house party tomorrow, but if you want to go on my Facebook page.
Yep.
And put your name in the comment of the house party and I'll give you the location and I can come and meet you tomorrow. Well, there might be loads of people coming now, I might know if they like it.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
just do that. Fine,
that's good, isn't
yeah.
it? That's
yeah.
fine. Yeah, you can just a lot of
and
CDs.
Other than that, I've got another gig at the Map Cafe in Kentish Town and that's going to be in November sometime. So keep posted on the Facebook page.
All right. Now, look, we don't normally do this because normally people play 2 songs, right?
Yeah.
But as you sort of gave us a choice
yeah.
of another one, I'm tempted to ask you to do that other one as well.
Oh,
is that
okay.
going to be all right?
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that.
Thanks.
3 Song Friday.
Yeah.
So, okay, Boy with a Balloon. Third song. It's a first.
Okay.
And plus, you've got that round your neck and we haven't heard it yet. So I figured.
That's all you're getting as well.
I figured I'd ask. Otherwise, we go, why have you brought that? Waste of time. So good stuff. All right. So here we go. More live music. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Overland, overseas it may be. Over sands, over clouds and o'er concrete. Don't cry tomorrow's tears, babe, for we'll never be apart. I will keep you in the pocket of my heart. Over towers, over days and months and weeks, and over miles, over however many sleeps. Don't fear, our love is doomed, babe, although the miles are far, I will keep you in the pocket of my heart.
I'll whisper through the trees, babe, and whistle through the parks, and keep our light a-burning through the dark. I will keep you in the pocket of my heart. I will keep you in the pocket of my heart.
Thank you.
Yeah!
Good stuff. Boy and a balloon there. Details of where you can see Alex, oh, he doesn't want to go out there, performing live on his Facebook page. Just tell us again where that is.
It's in Finsbury Park, but you can come
what,
and
your
see
Facebook
me.
Page?
No, yeah, oh. That's, yeah, it's in a server there somewhere. sorry, what was it?
Facebook page, that's what.
Yes, just Facebook like, page, yeah. facebook.com/ boy in a balloon.
There you go.
And also, come and see me, I'm outside the tape, sort of 3 or 4 days a week, or you'll find me at National Rail Station. Say hello, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, thank you for coming in, much appreciated. Fantastic. Tate Modern, is that Tate Modern?
Yes,
South
Tate
Bank?
Modern.
There we go, that is a boy and a balloon, Alex, just part of our commitment to live music. On Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Now, Friday afternoons also involve, of course, your requests and dedications. And you can request and dedicate speeches and talks, because we're a talk radio station and we're not allowed to do music. So this one here is from, let's have a look, it's from Peter. Good afternoon, Peter. He writes, hi, everybody, on the Talk Radio in the Afternoon show. Please could you play me my favourite speech of all time. It's Blur's acceptance speech at the 1995 Brit Awards. I'd really love to hear it, as I'm currently on the way to court and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be put away for a very long time. I won't say what I did, but let's just say that hamster won't walk again. And that's from Peter. So for him, on the way to court, here it is, Blur's acceptance speech at the 1995 Brit Awards as part of Song Request Friday.
Now, this is getting very embarrassing.
Yeah!
But I thought of something to say now.
Yeah!
I never I never studied an instrument at school. It was really boring doing music. It was kind of all grammar and no conversation. So what I say, kids, is get your Oasis records and your Blur records and your Eternal records and your E17 records and take them into school and say, this is industry, teach me this. This is what I want to know about.
Yeah, very good. I think this should have been shared with Oasis. Yeah, much love and respect to them. Thanks to everyone who's had blind faith in us, past and present. And wake up, America.
That's Blur's acceptance speech from the 1995 Brit Awards there. Play that especially for Peter, who's on his way to court, and that's the last speech you'll hear before he goes down for a very long time. It's Some Request Friday. Good afternoon. Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, joins us, for she is on next. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi.
Hi, though.
How are you?
Very good. You?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for that Blur speech.
Yes, well,
I
know.
It wasn't for me, but I enjoyed it.
It's a Friday banger.
I love it.
Yes.
Girls who like boys, who like girls.
Yes.
More on that later.
What's coming up in your show?
UKIP.
Yes.
They've got a new leader.
They have. We don't know who she is.
Neither do we. But we're going to be talking to the man who founded UKIP. Who he says it's changed. It's changed very much from what he wanted.
What did he want it to be?
Something different.
Okay, fine.
We'll find out from him. So we're talking to him at the top of the show.
Yeah.
We're also talking about floods. There's been rain.
I have been perfectly and personally affected.
Have you been perfectly flooded?
Yes. Well, not for a while. So I have to go later to Nuneaton in Warwickshire via Euston Station up on the track. I know.
Watford Junction.
That's the way it goes. So yeah. My train's at 7:10. What do you think?
No. Not going to happen.
Isn't it?
There's been all kinds of palaver. It might happen.
But also then I've got to get back tomorrow and that's going to be a palaver as well, isn't it?
You want to get one of those car things. That's what you want to do. Drive time. I know all about cars.
Do that. Good, yes.
We're also talking to two actors from a fantastic new play at the Royal Court, which I saw yesterday, which is, I want to say it's about family, but it's about so much more than that. It delves into issues about being mixed race, and you come out of it going, oh my God, what did I just watch? As in, it because it blows you away. So we're talking about Gun. And also, we're going to be talking about this new thing about motorists, you know, who endanger cyclists by going, you know, passing too close to them, going to be prosecuted under a new scheme. So we're talking about that. Also about the Mercury Music Prize Award thingy.
Skepta.
Grime. Konnichiwa,
all of that,
and also music review in the last half hour of the show.
Good stuff. All right, that's Jasmine. She will be with you next.
Did she nearly say Jasmine?
I don't think so.
I think I heard a J in there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I know what you're called.
Yeah. Well.
Jasmine with you from 4 o'clock, and we'll be back on Monday 1 till 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.